Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I truly thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather in His name. Thank God for His goodness to us and His hand of mercy and love. I'm having a little problem with our internet this morning, and sister's back there. I'm trying to reach as many as she can. Wasn't coming up, but she's found a way to get it up. So let's continue to hold that up in prayer, because we know there are quite a few that are not able to be out and they're listening in. And so we want them to be able to get in, and thank God for His goodness. We are missing quite a few this morning. We're trusting that the rain is not what's the stop, but let us come out and be in the house of the Lord. We thank God for those who are here and how good God has been to us since we last met, and how He continues to bless us and be with us and keep us in perfect peace. And He said whose mind is stayed on Him. So we thank God. And in the midst of all the turmoil going on in our world today, we can still be in perfect peace with God, as long as our mind is stayed on Him and not on what's going on in the world, because He's already told us that the things of this world are going to be. Jesus says, in the world, you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. We're going to have these tribulations. These tribulations are not going to go anywhere. It's going to wax worse and worse and worse. So we just have to continue to hold on, be steadfast and unmovable in the Lord, so that we can serve God in the beauty and holiness of His eternal word. Let us look to the Lord in prayer and thank God for another blessing. Thank God for another privilege to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to see Sister Regina out this morning. No, she wasn't feeling well last Lord's Day, but we thank God she's here with us. So let us look to the Lord in prayer. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, once again we come before Your throne of grace and mercy in the humblest way we know how. We thank You, Lord, dear Lord, for Your manifold blessings on last night, dear Heavenly Father, as we slept and slumbered the night away. We thank You, Lord God, that You woke us up this morning, clothing our right mind and giving us the activity and use of our limbs. You blessed us, Lord, with a reasonable portion of health and strength and well-being. And for this, we want to say thank You. Thank You for the saints of God who have gathered in Your name this morning, dear Heavenly Father, and ask Your continued blessings with our brothers and sisters, Lord, in the Lord, dear Father. Not only here, dear Lord, but remember our brothers and sisters across the land, the world, dear Heavenly Father, in the mission fields, wherever they might be. We ask a special prayer and blessing with for Your family this day, dear Heavenly Father. Remember those, Lord God, who may be still on their way, dear Heavenly Father. We know it was raining quite hard this morning, but Lord God, we have to be just like the post office, Lord God. Rain, sleet, snow, whatever it might be, the mail is still delivered, so we still have to be able to be in the house of the Lord. Help us, Lord God, to be diligent about Your work, dear Father, about our salvation, Lord God, realizing, dear Father, we're in the last of the last days, and You even said in Your word, it's even at the doors, nearer than what we think, so help us in the name of Jesus. We beg of Thee, dear Heavenly Father, remember those, Lord God, as we said, we're on their way, Lord God, and we ask that You grant traveling mercies over the highway. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Please, Lord, in the name of Jesus, allow no accidents to befall them, Lord God, as they're on their way to the house of the Lord. We thank You, Lord God, for Sister Carol being in our midst, Lord God, and how You have blessed our dear sister, Lord God, and even allowed her to travel even to Newark, Ohio yesterday, Lord God. And thank You for that, and thank You for Your traveling mercies, Lord God, that You've granted unto her, Lord God. Thank You for her sweet spirit, Lord God, and thank You, Lord God, for her salvation. And Lord, we just ask that You would hear her humble cry on behalf of her family members, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus, dear Lord. We know You've answered, Lord God, but we don't know how, dear Father. But right now, we're just going to wait on You. Father God in heaven, we ask that You remember Sister Regina. We thank You for her, Lord God. And on last Lord's Day, she was not able to be out, but we thank You she's out this morning, dear Father. I ask You to continue to bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of. Bless her body, spirit, mind, and soul. Lord God, remember in our home, remember in our finances, remember, Lord God, her children, her daughter, dear Heavenly Father, her grandchildren, her great-grand, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank You for Sister Regina and ask that You would continue to be her guide and her direction and the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Thank You this morning for Sister Holmes being online, Lord God, not able to get out, but Lord, we thank You, Lord God, that she contacted me even on yesterday, I believe it was, Lord God, and had a little talk with me, Lord God, or maybe it was Friday, dear Lord, that make sure, Lord God, that I would call her, dear Lord. And I told her, no need for her to worry, Lord God. If I didn't see her here, dear Father, I come prepared, Lord God, to call her, dear Heavenly Father, to make sure she's in the services. So, Lord, I thank you for her, and I thank you for her diligence, Lord God, because it helps me, Lord God, to continue to run on this race too, Lord God. Helps me, Lord God, to know, Lord, even in old age, dear Heavenly Father, which is creeping upon me, dear Lord, that I still have to, dear Father, be diligent in my walk with you, Lord God. And I thank you for that, and I thank you for Sister Holmes, Lord God, and ask that you would bless her in every way she stands in need of. Remember her children, Lord God, who care for her, dear Lord, and ask your continued blessings upon them. Likewise, dear Heavenly Father, no doubt in our minds, dear Father, we've said it many times before, Lord God, that if it hadn't been for her children, they're helping her, Lord God, she wouldn't have been able to come out as many times as she was and do the various things that she's able to do. But thank you, Lord God, she trained them up in the right way, Lord God, and we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless them in every way they stand in need of as they care for your servant, Sister Holmes, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we pray likewise that you would remember Sister Lillian. We understand she's still under the weather, Lord, not able to get out, dear Father. We thank you for this dear sister, Lord God, and ask your continued blessings upon her in body, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God. We know if she could, she'd be here, dear Heavenly Father. But, Lord, we know she's been ailing in her body, dear Lord. And so we're asking a special prayer upon Sister Lillian, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would be with her, Lord God. Allow her to know, Lord God, we love her. We're praying for her, dear Heavenly Father. Keeping her before your throne, dear Father. We know you're able, Lord God, to touch and heal her. And so, Lord, we just ask that you would bless our dear sister, even when she's not here, Lord God. We understand she's still a witness in the neighborhood, Lord God. She's still telling others about you, dear Heavenly Father. So she's doing the work of a missionary. She's doing the work of an evangelist, Lord God. And we thank you for that and that you would bless her in every way she stands in need of, dear Heavenly Father. Continue to be her guide. Continue to be her direction, Lord God, and the strength she stands in need of. Remember Brother Allen, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that we'll be able to reach out to him, that we can get him here to the services, Lord God. And although Sister Lillian may be down, he doesn't have to stay home, dear Father. He could come out, dear Heavenly Father, to the house of God. He needs it, Lord God. He's a new convert, and he needs to be with his brothers and sisters in the Lord. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would remember, Lord God, Sister June Webb in a special way, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, she made her way to the house of God last Lord's Day, Lord God. And she came out, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, it was so good to see her, dear Heavenly Father. The smile on her face, Lord God. Her walk in here, dear Father. Walked up those steps, Lord God. But all we know, Lord God, that she said, she let us know in Wednesday. She has inflammation in her body, Lord God. It's keeping her down right now. But, Lord, she sent a text and she said, and she's praying, Lord God, and wants us to pray for complete healing, dear Heavenly Father, healing of her body, Lord God. She has an appointment on tomorrow, Lord God, and Lord, she's looking for you, dear Heavenly Father. She knows you're going to heal her, Lord God, and she knows, Lord, she trusts you with everything, Lord God. She got it all in you, dear Heavenly Father, because she knows that she serves a God that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think by the power that worketh within us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, hear the humble cry of your dear servant. Heal her and touch her, Lord God. Remember her household, Lord God. Remember her companion, Lord God, Alonzo, in a special way, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless him, Lord God. We're looking one day to see him out to the house of the Lord. Remember her children, her daughters, Lord God, and ask in the name of Jesus you'd bring them out likewise, dear Father. Remember their children, dear Father. Oh, Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would bless and be with her grandchildren in a mighty way. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you remember those, Lord God, and the Belton family, Lord God, the Brother Jenkins, we don't see him, Lord God, and likewise we didn't see Sister India and Little Infinity when we started our service, or Sister Kiva, Lord God, or Mr. Dalton, Lord God, Brother Willis, Lord God, and looking for those to come in, dear Heavenly Father, and others, Lord God, if you send them, Lord God, we will receive them, dear Heavenly Father, in the Lord, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for what you have done for this congregation, and how, Lord God, you, dear Heavenly Father, are adding to the family of God such as should be saved, and we thank you for that, and ask that you would continue to add. Ask in the name of Jesus, that you would remember, Lord God, all the saints who are under the sound of my voice. Remember those who are online, Lord God. Remember Sister Fairstay there in Boston, dear Father. Sister Sanders and her family down there in Florida, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, your special prayer and blessing upon them, Lord God. Watch over Sister Sanders, dear Heavenly Father. Continue to be her guide and her direction, Lord God, and her strength, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, remember her companion, Lord God. Remember her daughters and her son, dear Heavenly Father, and her grands, dear Father, great grands, Lord God. We beg it be in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless our dear, your dear servant, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask that you would remember Sister Marvinia, Lord God, and Lord God, there in New York, dear Father, we pray a special prayer and blessing upon her, dear Father. Lord, as we pray for Sister Ferris Day and her family, I ask that you would bless them and be with them, Lord God, there in Boston. Likewise, with Sister Ruth, dear Heavenly Father, oh, we thank you, Lord God. Sister Blake was able to get out the fear, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that she is doing well, Lord God. And we ask in the name of Jesus, you continue to bless our good sister in every way she stands in need of, Lord God, and allow me to be able to get out too, likewise, dear Heavenly Father, to visit, dear Lord. I know my schedule, Lord God, has been so busy, dear Father, with the work I do, dear Lord, but I'm thanking you, dear Father, and I'm praising you, Lord God. I want the saints to know I love each and every one, dear Heavenly Father, and that, Lord, I'm making a way, trying to make a way, Lord God, to do all the work that you would have for me to do, Lord God. But I thank you, Lord God, for the brothers and sisters who are able, Lord God, to get out, dear Father. Ask that you would continue to bless each and every one of us, Lord God. Pray in the name of Jesus for my sister Sandy, dear Lord, and ask that you would bless her and be with her, Lord God, and allow her, Lord, to be able to come out, Lord God, looking for Matthew and Monty and the family, Lord God, all of them to come back to the house of God, Lord God, to hear the word of God, to be amongst the people of God, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father God, there's nothing, Lord God, that should be able to hold any of us away from your house, dear Heavenly Father, away from your services, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus, dear Father, that you would bless and have thine own way. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Brother Levester, and ask your blessings upon him, and remember his daughters. Likewise, Lord God, remember Tina and Angela and Jada, dear Father. Remember their companions, Lord God, their children, dear Father. Remember, Lord God, his son William, Lord God. We thank you for that family, and thank you for Brother Jackson, Lord God, as Lord, he has introduced them to us, Lord God, and we love them, Lord God. We're praying for them, and we would love to see them in the house of the Lord. Remember Brother Mann, dear Father, and Brother Sam, dear Father, in a special way, Lord God, and ask that you would be with him likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Haven't seen him in a few weeks, Lord God, and so, Lord, we're concerned, dear Father, but, Lord God, we ask that you would bless and bring him out, dear Father. Likewise, his daughter Karen, dear Father, has promised many times to be out, dear Father. We just pray, Lord God, that you would speak to their heart and make a way, Lord God, for them to be here in the house of the Lord. Now, Father, have thine own way, Lord God. We don't want to forget anyone. Thank you for Sister Smith being here. Sister, Lord, the names are escaping my mind right now, but just thank you for all the saints that are in the house of the Lord this morning. Ask your blessings be upon them in a mighty, mighty way. Remember those that are downstairs, Sister Martine and Brother Maurice, Lord God, and ask your blessings upon them. Likewise, remember our officer, Lord God, that's on the parking lot. We thank you for him being there, Lord God, and ask that you would bless him and be with him in a mighty, mighty way. Oh, Father God, and heaven, remember all those who are sick and shut in, Lord God, and many names are on the list, dear Father, but we thank you, Lord God, and know that you're able to touch and heal, dear Father. We've heard, dear Father, of your healing virtue, your healing power, Lord God, that's working in your people, and ask that you would continue to bless in every way that we stand in need of this morning. Father, you have been so good to us, and we can't thank you enough for your goodness and your mercy extended unto us. We thank you, Lord God, even though we're living in a world right now that is so troubling, dear Father. Every day, dear Father, many souls are dying and going into eternity. Many are dying from gunshots and all kinds of things, the evilness in our land, dear Lord. But we thank you, Lord God, for your protection upon us, Lord God. Oh, we don't know, Lord God, we might too be in one of these gunfires, Lord God, because it just seems, Lord, dear Father, that it's just everywhere, Lord God. But oh, we serve a God who's able, dear Heavenly Father. We serve a God, dear Heavenly Father, that loves us, dear Lord. You even love the gun killer, dear Father, and wish for his soul to be saved, Lord God. So we pray for these souls in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you get all the minds, get all our hearts and souls, dear Father. Help them to know that you are God, and beside thee there is none other, dear Heavenly Father. And one day, Lord God, each and every one of us, Lord God, are going to have to bow down, dear Father, before you and give an account of the deeds done in this life. Help us, Lord God, to make our call an election sure this morning, making sure, dear Father, that we've got shored up everything we need to shore up, Lord God. We've closed off any of the gates there, Father, that the enemy can try to get in, dear Father, and to keep us, Lord God, from living a righteous and sober life in this present world. Now, Father, we ask a special prayer blessing upon Sister Blake, and thank you for her being here. Thank you for all that you've done for our dear sister. Thank you, Lord God. She came over and she worked out there in the garden, Lord God, and in front of the church, Lord God, and got the garden all set up nicely, Lord God, pulled all the weeds and various things. Thank you for that, Lord God, and all the work that she has to do, Lord God, and she still found it well to come to the house of God and to do the laboring in the yard, dear Heavenly Father. And we thank you for her, and ask you would continue to bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of. Likewise, remember Sister Mellison, as she leads the devotional service, dear Father, we ask that you would have thine own way, dear Father, and all of us, dear Heavenly Father, myself included, Lord God, as I preach the word of God this morning, we ask that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Now have thine own way in the services. If we've forgotten anyone, Lord God, it's an error of the head and not of the heart. We love each and every one of the people of God and their family members, Lord God. And so we lift up our voices and total praise unto you, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, you're able, dear Heavenly Father, even to bless, dear Heavenly Father, what we didn't even ask for, dear Heavenly Father. Reminds me of Solomon, dear Father, when you went to him and told him, Lord God, in a dream, ask what he will, dear Heavenly Father. Ask what he wanted, Lord God. And he asked for wisdom, Lord God, to be able to rightly judge your people. And you said, I'm going to give you what you didn't even ask for. So, Lord, I know you're able to do that, Lord God. We may not have asked for certain things, but, Lord, you said you will bless us, dear Heavenly Father, because you daily load up us with benefits. And we thank you for that. And we ask that you would have thine own way in the services today. And we'll be so careful to give your name all the praise and the glory and the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen.
So we look in our bulletin. Song is Make Me a Servant. Make Me a Servant.
Praise God. Bless the Lord.
Amen. 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 Make me a
bless the Lord.
Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak and make the prayer of my heart always. Make me a servant, make me a servant, make me a servant today. Make me a servant, humble.
To be in the house of God this morning.
Amen.
To see all of the saints this morning. Good to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Bless the Lord to know that God has blessed us, because as Sister Jenkins prayed, you know, there are those who have gone into eternity. When the Lord, the Word of God says these are perilous times will come, we're living in them. We see them. Know that it's only by God's mercy that he's blessed us Number one, to be his children, to be in his kingdom. Mm-hmm. And number two, even to be here this day. And so we give him glory and honor for all that he has done for each and every one of us. We give honor to our pastor this morning, Pastor Jenkins. We thank God for her, for the wisdom that God has given to her. We know that God gave Solomon, she prayed about Solomon. God gave Solomon wisdom beyond any man who had ever lived and verses and ever will live. But we thank God for the wisdom that he has given to Pastor Jenkins. We thank the Lord how he uses her. We pray his blessings upon her. She prayed for everyone else. We thank God for her as well. Truly, we remember her in our prayers, don't we, Saints? Thank the Lord. Our responsive reading today is found in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. We know that on last Lord's Day, the pastor said that there would be a continuation. And we thank God for the continuation. Amen. And we just want the Spirit of the Lord to have his way. We know that the message that she brought on the 23rd of April had this responsive reading as well. And then on last Sunday, the 30th, this responsive reading. And so we just want the Spirit of God to take his liberty. And for us, because we know that the Lord has something to tell us, to share with us for the good of our souls. So we don't get tired of the Word of God. Amen. However long the Lord tells her to preach to us out of this passage, and the Lord adds to it precept upon precept and line upon line, we're ready to receive it. Amen. We want to eat to nourish our souls. So Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, and we'll read responsibly. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward,
how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Together, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. Amen. According to his own will. Mm-hmm. Praise our God. God is still showing divers mere wonders and divers miracles. Mm-hmm. Salvation is a wonder.
Amen.
When you think about how sinful we were, and that the Lord would forgive us of our sins when we earnestly ask him, that's a wonder and a miracle.
Amen.
And gifts of the Holy Ghost. And we follow on. Follow on in him. He gives us gifts.
Amen.
According to his own will. So he'll give us gifts. I don't have your gift. You don't have my gift. But according to his will,
Amen.
He knows what we need.
Yes, he does.
And so we thank God for his word, precious word this morning. So we're going to ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer. We know that when we are his children. If we do not let so great a salvation slip, then we know that we can come to him and we can ask him for those things that we need. We can pray for those things that are on our heart. We can ask for strength to be able to bear those things that he's going to take us through. And we know that he hears and he'll answer. So we'll ask if there are special requests at this time, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister India.
Yes, I just find special prayer for my brother and
India request for her daughter Infinity, and she's about to have her tonsils out. She's about to have surgery, so lift her. We're going to just for those who are on the phone, those who are listening, lift her up. Lift that little baby up in a very special way. We know that God's able to go before her. We know that God will take care of her. We know that He hears our prayers, and we're praying for her. We're also praying for Sister India, that God will just comfort her and keep her strong and just looking to Him, knowing that the Lord's able to bring her through. Amen. Because we know a mother's love is such that, you know, mother wants the best for her child. And so we pray that the Lord will bless Infinity and the Lord will touch her body and just, so that the ailments that she's had to suffer, you know, that she'll be healed of all of these things. We know that God is able. We're trusting Him, and we thank God for that mother's love and mother's faith. And remember Sister India in a special way. God will strengthen her. We know that she's been going through a lot with her child being sick. And so just continue to bless their household. Other, yes, Sister Carol.
Pray for the worship to God. I'm sure the one that directed that for years and years and years. He had COVID and was in business going down. Not able to direct anymore. And they had for him last night at the hospital and blood on the train.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He told me that he died. Years ago, he worked my dad
died. Oh,
thank you. And also, off the street, he was done. When I put him up before,
yes.
You know, her boyfriend. Well, she's been back in the hospital, her and her husband. They both had COVID. She's the same age I am, 91. I think he's around 95.
My.
And they are, she's back home, but he is in a rehab.
Yes.
And bothered her, but she wants to come home, and they're telling her she can't, you know, she can't take care of her.
Mm-hmm.
So remember that family.
Yes, the Dunn family.
Yeah. Remember my Isaiah loved one. All
the angels. Amen. Amen. Sister Carol said to remember her neighbor, the Dunn family, much in prayer, body and soul, her unsaved loved ones as well. And she put to make requests for her from time to time. And another brother, what was the brother in? Brother Shore in Newark. Remember that brother, much in prayer. Whose health is going down. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Sister Blake, I want to thank the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Remember those we don't normally see that are not here. Remember Sister Webb. She said that she's due to doctors tomorrow. She has inflammation, but she's staying in today. And rightfully so. It's raining outside.
Yes.
So remember her much in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
She said once, complete healing. Pray for that the Lord will completely heal her. She wants to get back to the work of the Lord. So remember her much in prayer. Likewise, remember Sister Sanders. Remember Brother Willis. He's the one, the phone right there, and along with Sister Holmes. Remember her much in prayer. Remember Brother Mann, too.
Amen. 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 Bless the Lord.
Yeah, I also had a good doctor. The doctor got a letter in the mail this week. He told me that everything was.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Amen. And I remember the McElroy family this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord. Good to see you this morning. Bless God.
Bless. So Blake, I asked the same. Did you remember a young lady I met named Ashley? Remember her and her husband there with child, and she's not due till October, but the insides had flipped, and so she started spotting the other day. So just remember, I took her to keep her prayer, just put a prayer while I was there with her and her in the building, and I let her know before I left. And just wanted to keep her in the prayer. So she's lost a child of two last year or something. And so just asking that the Lord would bless her and her husband that they gave to have this baby. It's a little girl. She said they do know it's a little girl. So just remember them. Her name is Ashley and Patrick.
Amen. Amen. Remember that couple. Amen. Trying to have their child. Amen. God is able. Sister Smith. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes. Amen. Remember Sister Smith? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Remember Sister Smith? Remember her loved ones? Remember the children? And the parents of the children. Yeah. You know that the children need the Lord.
Amen.
They need to know. They need to know about Jesus and His love for them. Amen. Brother Byron, I saw your hand.
Yeah, thank the Lord for being here, saints, and keep me in your prayers. I don't feel as good today. My stomach had something I ate last night, and I had to get up there. I had heartburn.
Mm-hmm.
I got up and got some vinegar, our cherries. I'm afraid that and settled it down, but keep me in your prayers, like by my companion and for my children.
Amen. Amen. You remember about Brother Byron, remember him in body. You know the Lord's able to touch him, even in this service.
Amen.
Touch him. Remember his companion, his children likewise. Yeah.
The Lord didn't stay home.
No, he didn't stay home. No. Amen. Remember our young people who are in the service. Remember Jacob and remember Tyrone. You know, things are happening. Things can happen very quickly, and they'll mobilize military and send them this place or that place. And so we're praying for God's protection on them.
Amen.
And we're praying that's also why we pray that God will give wisdom to the leaders of this country. Praying that God will that they will seek the Lord. We're told to pray for them that we might live a quiet and peaceable life. And So we pray for them. We see the deeds that they do. We see that they're not wrought in God. And that's why we pray for them, because they need the Lord for their souls as well. Yeah.
Sister Blake, I just want to thank the Lord for, I don't know our officer's name that's here today, but thank the Lord he brought him back over the highway safely. He drove back in from Texas. Mm-hmm. He said he got in Friday morning. Thursday night or something, and he didn't want to have to get back in his car until today, but the Lord blessed. He didn't have to go to work Friday. He said it was a 16-hour drive, so just continue to remember him. Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord that he's here after driving so long.
Yes.
By the way, our officer, his first name is Jamie, and his last name is Adrovet. Adrovet. Officer Jamie Adrovet. Because I know we all knew Officer Myers, but Officer Todd Myers, this is Officer Jamie Adrovet. And during the time that he was in Texas, he did for every Sunday except one. I think he couldn't get anyone for that, but he had a substitute here for us. So he takes seriously this responsibility. And as Sister Nelson said, we're thankful that God kept him safe in the drive, and he didn't lay in to try to rest up. He's here today. We thank God for that. So we will remember him and his family as well.
Amen.
Other requests? All general requests. Amen. All need something from the Lord. Amen. After the hymn of meditation, we'll ask that Sister Millicent will take us to the throne of grace. If anyone has a special need, a special request, you know that we can come and kneel before the Lord, pour out our hearts, knowing that the Lord will hear. Thank the Lord. And again, we're just thankful to see Brother Brandon and Sister Chanel and their family here. We thank God for them, and we just know that we were praying all the way. And so glad to see you this morning. Praise our God. Amen.
Shall we turn in our worship the Lord to page 460? 460 in the worship the Lord. Nearer, still nearer. Nearer, still nearer. Near is still near.
Nearer, still nearer, close to thy heart. Draw me, my Savior, so precious thou art. Hold me.
Father, we come this morning with gratefulness in our hearts. One more time just to say thank you, dear God, for all that you've done for us, even in this day, this past week, dear Father. We thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy, your kindness, and what you have bestowed upon us all, dear God. We can't thank you enough, dear Father. Lord, the many blessings that you've given us already, yet this morning, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, we just say thank you, dear God. You watched over us throughout the night. You kept us breathing, dear Father. You opened our eyes yet this morning. You allowed us to hear the alarm. You allowed us to reach for it, dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, and then to arise and pray unto thee of thanksgiving, dear God, to see another beautiful day. There are many, dear Father, who cannot do these things. They need someone to help them, dear God, out of a bed and hearing and seeing, dear Father, unable to see, dear God, but we say thank you for what you have done for us yet this morning, dear God, and don't want to take these things for granted, dear Father, because we could have laid down last night, dear Father, and not arose this morning, or not or heard your voice, dear Father, to wake us, dear God, but weren't able to move. But Father, we thank you, dear God, that you allowed us to have the activity and movement in our bodies yet this morning. And Father, we ask that you will remember us all, dear Father. You heard the request as they went through, dear Father, this morning, dear Father. We thank you for the guidance over the highways this morning, the slipping roads, dear Father. And Lord God, you've kept us up right on the roads, dear God, coming in, dear Father, careful and watchful as we've driven in, dear God. And we say thank you, dear Father, bringing us to the house of God. We have thee on our mind, dear Father, asking that you would open our hearts, that we receive your precious word, dear Father, which you had for us this another day. And Father, that we would continue to walk in the will of thee, dear Father, and in your way. Father, we just ask that you remember us all as we're coming in and the different ones, dear Father, Lord God, who may come in this day. We ask that you would bless and keep us. Father, we ask that you remember Sister Jenkins' request, dear God. You heard it this morning, dear God, those that are online and the other requests she had, dear Father, escaping my mind. But, Lord, you know all about it. We ask that you would bless. Remember Sister Webb in a mighty way, dear God. We thank you for and ask that you continue to be with her. Strengthen her in her body, dear Father. We ask that you be with her even upon tomorrow, dear God. Go before her as she's due to go back into the doctors, dear Father. We ask that you would bless her in a mighty way. Thank you for allowing her to be out on last Sunday, dear Heavenly Father, that we could see her and hug her neck, dear Heavenly Father, and let her know that we've been praying for her all along, dear God. And just ask that you would continue to be with her, little Father, and let her know that the saints love her. And we appreciate all that the Lord has, that you have done for her and her healing, dear God. And just ask that you would continue to be with her, dear Father. Let her know that she's your child, dear Father, and you're going to continue to heal her, dear God. Sometimes we have little setbacks in healing, but dear God, it's for us to continue to trust in thee, that you will carry us through. We ask that you bless her in a mighty way, dear Father. Lord God, we ask that you remember even Sister Jenkins as she stands before us this morning, dear Father. Give her the strength she stands in need of in her body, dear God. We ask in the name of Jesus that she proclaims the truth of your precious word, that you would give her the stamina in which she stands in need of, dear God. Give her the strength she needs, dear God. Father, to tell, dear Father, what you've told to her, dear God, she has to live by, and now she has to give to us, dear Father, that we continue to live by your word. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you help us to have open hearts to receive your word, dear Father, not say that she's directing something at me or, Father, she doesn't know what's going on in her lives, dear God, but you know. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you help us to receive your precious word, dear God. Take it in, dear Father, and measure up to your word, dear Father. These days are so short, dear Father. Many have gone on into eternity. As it's been mentioned this morning, dear God, graves are not just for elderly people, dear Father. Lord God, we see a lot of youth have been dying these last few months, last few years, dear Father. A lot of youth have passed on. So, Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you speak to our young people, dear God, those that are in school, young adults, dear Father. Lord God, just so much of fighting and arguing, dear Father. Everyone seems to want to settle things with a gun. Father, that is not the way to go, dear God. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you speak to hearts, dear Father, that they see and realize they have a life and they have to answer, dear Father. When this life is over, they have to answer. It's going to be heaven or hell you have chosen. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you speak to their souls, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for seeing one of the saints' daughters this past weekend, dear Father. We ask that you remember her in a mighty way. Father, we ask that you would draw her out, dear Father. Make a way out of no way, dear Father. She says she works on Sundays, dear God. But, Father, we know you are able to move that Sunday away, dear Father, that work day away, dear God, that she may be able to come in the house of the Lord. She says she's been thinking about the saints over here at the church, dear God. And, Father, we just say thank you, dear God, because we've been praying for her and family, dear God, on Tuesdays, even throughout the week, dear God, but we call their names out on Tuesdays, Father. So, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you remember this family, remember this young lady, dear God, in a mighty way, dear God. Give her what she stands in need of, dear God. We pray in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, dear Father. She's seen Sister Jenkins, dear God. She didn't recognize who she was, but, Lord God, when she came around the counter and she hugged her and told her who she was, all the rejoicing, dear Father, because Sister Jenkins knew we've been calling out her name. So, Father, we ask that you would continue to answer our prayers. Father, we thank you for all the prayers you've answered even thus far, dear God, different ones we've seen in the store or who have come to church, dear God, or a card has been dropped in the mail to, dear Father, and they show up. Father, we know it's nothing but thee, dear God. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would continue to draw them out, dear Father. Remember each and every one. Remember Brother Sammy Mann, dear God. We ask that you continue to be with him and his family, Karen and her husband, Mark, and their children. We ask that you would bless them, dear Father. Remember Stephen, dear God. We ask that you bring them out, dear Father. Lord God, that you would move these things, obstacles out of the way, dear God, that they're able to come out, dear Father. Lord God, work seems to be getting in people's way, dear Father, but we're asking, dear God, that you would move these things out of their way, that they be in the house of God on Sundays, dear Father. Lord God, we ask that you would keep them strong, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Continue to remember Brother Sammy and his neck, dear Father, his back had been bothering, dear Father. They said he had a something about a frozen something shoulder blade or something in his neck, dear God. We just ask that you touch him, give him the strength he stands in need of. We know you know how to relieve it, dear Father. Lord God, you made his body, created him, dear Father. You know how to give him the relief he stands in need of. So, Father, we lean on thee and ask that you would bless Brother Sammy Mann in a mighty way, dear God. Father, remember Sister Smith. You heard her request. We ask that you bless her, dear Father, strengthen her, dear God. She, too, called out about the children. Father, we ask that you be with them, dear Father. Watch over and protect, dear God. Remember her family. She prays for, dear Father, all the time, dear God, asking that even if one would give their life to thee, dear Father. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would continue to help Sister Smith to be the example she's to be before them, dear God. They're seeing the difference in her life. Lord, we just ask that you would bring them at your time, dear God. Bring them into the house, dear God, that they would seek thee before it's everlasting too late, dear Father, we pray. Remember Sister Carol's request. I don't remember them all, dear God, but you know. Father, there was a request of those at North Church of God, dear Father. We ask that you remember those, dear Father. Watch over and protect them, dear Father. Give them the strength they need, not well in body. Father, different things have taken place, dear Father, since COVID, dear God. So, Father, we ask that you remember this brother in a mighty way, dear God. Strengthen him in his body. Give him what he stands in need of, dear Father. Remember Sister Carol. We thank you for seeing her out, dear Father. We ask that you continue to strengthen her as she goes to and fro each and every day. Father, spreading the gospel of thee, dear Father. Sending letters out to loved ones and family, dear God. They're talking about the good news, dear Father, that they get their lives right with thee before it's everlasting too late. Remember her brother, Frank, dear Father, in a mighty way, dear God. We ask that you be with him, dear Father. Speak to his heart and his wife, Minnie, dear Father, in a mighty way, dear God. They need to be saved. Father, time is moving on, dear Father. It's not waiting for anyone, dear God. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you speak to their hearts. Father, we ask that you remember Sister Regina's request. We thank you for seeing her out today. Thank you, dear God, you've given her healing in her body, dear Father, that she's able to be out. We missed her on last Sunday, dear Father, but Lord God, we just say thank you. Father, we ask that you continue to be with her, dear Father. Touch her in her eyes, dear Father. Touch her in her feet and her legs, dear God, as she goes, dear God. Touch her in her mind, dear Father. She continue to serve thee, dear God, in her heart, dear Father. Be with her, Lord God. Let her know that the saints of God continuously pray for her, dear God, and we thank you for her. Asking that you would just bless her, touch her in her eyes, dear Heavenly Father, that she can see, dear Father. I thank you for what you've done for even thus far. And we ask, dear God, that you would continue to bless her, Father. Give her the strength she stands in need of. Likewise, remember, Brother Byrain, dear God, you heard his request. Remember him in his body, dear Father. Wasn't feeling so well last night, dear God, that you know all about it. We ask that you bless and touch him, dear Father. That by the end of this service, dear Father, he would be feeling even much better, dear God, even before the end, that he would be feeling much better in his body, dear Father. Give him the strength he needs. He pressed his way to come on out to the house of God, dear Father. So, Lord, we ask that you would touch him and heal him in his body, dear Father. Take his mind off of his stomach and how he's feeling, dear God, that he can hear your precious word, dear Father, and receive it in his soul, dear Father. Remember his family, his wife, dear God. Remember Judy in a mighty way, dear Father. Speak to her soul that she, too, will come out. Seek thee before it's everlasting too late, dear Father. Give her the strength she stands in need of. Father, let her know the saints love her, dear Father. We're praying for her, dear God. Likewise, his children, Madeline and Jacob, dear God. Remember them, dear Father. Remember Jacob while he's out on the seas, dear Father. We ask that you watch over and protect him. Give him the strength he needs, not only him, but all of his colleagues that are out with him. We thank you for all that you've done for him, dear God, and are going to do. But let him not forget, Lord God, who he should be serving, dear God, who gives him strength each and every day, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless. Father, likewise, we ask and thank you, dear Father, for allowing Officer Jamie to arrive here safely, dear Father. Lord, from his trip, dear Father, he had some duties to be done in Texas, dear Father. Lord God, and we thank you for bringing back across the highways safely, dear Father. And he's here, dear Father, on his post. We ask that you continue to remember him, speak to his soul. I don't know his life, but you know all about him, dear Father. We ask that you remember him in a mighty way. Father, give him what he stands in need of, dear Father. Not only him, protect them all, dear God. All of our police officers, dear Father. All of those in authority, dear God. We're asking that you speak to souls, dear Father. Lord God, there are some, dear Father, that are take this job, dear Father, and seem to be try to be dictators and rulers over people, dear God. And Lord, many lives have been lost, dear Father, in these last few years and years before, dear God, but it seems to be so prevalent right now, dear God. So, Father, we're asking that you speak to the hearts of our officers, dear God, and the civilians, dear God, that they be obedient, dear God, in what they're doing, dear Father. Lord God, that they get a hold of themselves, dear Father. Friday nights and during the week, dear God, you get off work, go home. You don't need to be out in the bars and corrals in the streets, dear Father. That's where trouble is, dear God. A gentleman said to me just the other day, his parents told him when they were young, and he told his children, you need to be in the house by 10, because after 10 o'clock, there's nothing but trouble in the street. And he said he was taught that as a youth coming up, and he taught his children the same thing. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you help us, dear Father, to teach our children, dear God, be in the house, get off work, come home, be at home, be with your family or whatever, whoever is there at your home, be with them, dear Father, instead of in the streets. There's nothing but trouble in the streets. We hear so much danger and so much turmoil going on. Father, we ask that you remember those who have lost loved ones, dear God. I think of that young man that was standing on the corner, dear God, and the lady reached back, dear Father, to put the binky in her baby's mouth or something, and the traffic had stopped, and she didn't notice as she swerved, dear Father, to not hit the vehicle, dear God, but she hit a young boy on the sidewalk. Lord, we understand this young man died. Father, he was in the hospital for a few days, but his life, dear Father, was taken, dear God. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you remember this family. Remember our youth, dear Father. Remember the children at school that he went to school with. Lord, they're all struggling. They're having a time with this, dear Father. Lord, even as parents are, dear Father, remember his parents, his siblings, dear Father, all of his family. Father, you know and you see. Remember the young lady that hit him. Father, no doubt she is troubled also, dear Father, because she has a little one that she's caring for. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would be with these people, dear Father. Help us when we're driving to keep our eyes on the road and not be troubled about other things that are going on in our vehicles, dear God. If we have to pull off the road to take care of whatever that other thing is, dear God, help us to pull off the road, dear God. Father, there's danger out there. These vehicles go so fast, dear Father, so we're asking, dear God, in the name of Jesus that you would bless, dear Father. Lead, guide, and protect. Father, remember our president and our vice president and their families, dear God. All of those that have authority over us, dear Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would speak to their hearts, dear God. They need thee also, dear Father. Trouble them in their souls, dear Father, that they seek thee before it's everlasting too late. Father, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you would bless. Remember this country, dear Father. Lord God, you know and see what's going on, dear Father, far and near, dear Father. Wars and all the things that are happening, dear God. As I mentioned, the shootings. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless. Watch over your children and our children, dear God, as they attend school. Many things are happening in the schools. Shootings, dear Father. Shootings in the bank, dear God. Shootings at the grocery store, in the street, at the filling stations, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus for your protection, dear God. We don't know how we're going to leave this world. But, Father, our life needs to be right with thee, dear God, because it could be today. We don't know who might come in the church, dear Father, that may take our lives, dear God. But, Father, we're trusting in thee to carry us through. Help us, dear God, to be right with thee before it's everlasting too late. Father, remember Sister India's request for a little infinity. Father, you know all about her and all about her tonsils and them having to be taken out, dear God. We're praying in advance that you would be with her, dear Father. Protect her in her body. Go before her, dear Father. Be with the surgeons, dear Father, as they work on her, dear God. Father, give her the health and strength in which she stands in need of. As Sister India said, she's been trying to protect her child from the weather and dressing her and all, dear Father. But sometimes some things are just within us, dear Father, that we can't prevent, dear Father. So, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would give Sister India the strength she stands in need of and not to be blaming herself, dear Father. Lord God, to let her know, dear Father, you are going to care for little infinity, dear God. You'll bring her through the surgery, heal her in her body, dear God, that she would be able to rise up, dear Father. Touch her in her throat, dear Father. Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus. During that time of healing, dear God, we know that a lot of them enjoy the food, dear Father, rice cream and mashed potatoes, the soft things that she can eat. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless this child. Watch over and protect her, dear Father. We pray in the name of Jesus. And likewise, as we said, give Sister India the strength she needs as she goes to work, dear God, and she takes care of her child. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless her, those that will be helping her, dear Father. We ask that you'd watch over and protect them, dear God. Give them the strength they stand in need of, dear Father, we pray. Father, we ask that you remember others, dear God, didn't hear all the requests, or remember them, dear God. We ask that you would bless, remember Brother Jackson, you know, his request upon his heart and always about his children. Father, we ask that you be with them, watch over and protect them, that they seek thee before it's everlasting too late. Remember his in-laws, dear Father. He prays about them likewise, dear God, that they too would seek thee before it's everlasting too late. He's thankful for his son-in-laws, dear Father, the love they show unto his children, his daughters. So, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless them. Remember his son, William, dear God, while he's on the road, dear Father. Lord God, we thank you, dear God, for hearing him, dear Father, say that he's at some time, a point, he's going to be coming home, dear Father, to take care of his dad, dear God. We thank you for Brother Jackson and all that you do for him, dear Father, and how he walks before his children and your people, dear God, helping to continue to be the soldier that he's to be, dear Father, walking in this life. We ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to bless him. Remember Sister Blake, dear God. You know a request upon our heart, dear Father. Lord God, we ask that you be with her, dear Father. Remember her sister, Sister Lillian. She spoke of her, Lord Father, hadn't been feeling well in body. We ask that you bless her and raise her up, dear Father. We pray in the name of Jesus. Give her the strength she stands in need of. Father, you know all about her body. Father, we thank you for Sister Blake and all you've done for her, dear God. Her touch of her eyes, dear God, and her body, dear Father. Lord God, at some point, dear Father, she was having some headaches, dear Father, and her eyes were bothering her, dear God. But you have blessed her and brought her this far, and she's still standing before you, dear God, praising and thanking, dear Father, for all that you've done for her. But Father, we ask that you would continue to be with her and Brother Blake as they're trying to make a decision and waiting on thee, dear Father, when to travel south to see his mother, dear God. We ask that you would make a way out of no way for them, dear God. Give them the strength they stand in need of, dear God. Bless Mrs. Blake, dear Father, down south. We ask that you be with her, or Sister Blake, dear Father. She's, my understanding, she's a child of God, dear Father. So remember his mother, Sister Blake, dear Father. Bless her, dear Father. Give her the strength she too stands in need of. Lead, guide, and protect her, dear Father, we pray. Likewise, remember Brother Byron and his wife Judy as they plan to travel later this month, dear Father. Give them safety and travels, dear Father, as they're flying, dear God. We ask in the name of Jesus that you bless and others that may be traveling. We ask that you be with them, dear Father, whether it be highway, byway, airway, or seaway, dear God. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would go before them. Protect them, dear Father, we pray. Remember Sister Holmes, dear Father, who's online. We ask that you would be with her, dear Father. Watch over and protect her. Give her the strength she stands in need of. We thank you for her, dear God, and all that you've done for her. Healing, your healing and touch of her body, dear Father. Give her the strength she needs, dear Father. We just say thank you and can't wait to see her when she comes and the weather breaks, dear God, that it's warmer, dear Father. If she's able to get out, Father, she'll be here in the services. We just say thank you, dear God, for this, our older saint, dear Father, eldest saint in our service. We just ask that you bless her. Give her the strength she stands in need of. Remember her children as they care for her, dear Father. Lord, you set boundaries about them, dear God, to do what they had to do for their mother. Father, they took care of us when we were young, dear Father. When they get old, dear Father, we are to take care of them as we can, dear Father. So we thank you for what her children are doing for her, dear God, and ask that you would continue to bless them. Father, you know their lives. Remember each and every one of us, dear Father. We ask that you remember the McElroys. We thank you for seeing them out this morning, dear Father. We ask that you bless them, each and every one of them. We thank you, Father, for the new little baby, dear Father, little Braylon, you've given them, dear God. We ask that you would be with this family as they grow, dear God. Remember little Lauren, dear Father. She's a big sister, dear God. We ask that you would be with her, dear Father. She helps take care of her little brother. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus. It just does our hearts good, dear Father, as you bring these babies into the world, dear Father. It makes our hearts happy, dear Father. Even in our older age, dear Father, it brings a smile upon our faces to see life come into the world, dear God. So, Father, we ask that you would bless them. Remember Sister Maria and Brother DeAndre in a mighty way, dear Father. Be with them, dear Father, as they too, dear Father, are expecting new life, dear Father. And this coming July, dear Father, we ask that you be with them. And remember Tatum and Liam, dear Father, as they accept and receive their little brother. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would be with them. Lead, guide, and protect them, Father. Protect Sister Maria and her body, dear God. Give her the strength she stands in need of as she goes to and fro, dear Father. Lord, she doesn't have to be home for work, dear Father, but we thank you, dear God, that you protect her in her home, dear Father, up and down the stairs, dear Father. Lord, because as she begins to grow, she doesn't see the stairs like she would normally see them. So, Father, we're asking your protection even upon her, dear God, as she goes and takes care of her family, Father. Watch over and protect them. Remember little Tatum while he's in school. Be with him, dear Father. Remember his teacher, dear God. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless him. Thank you, dear God, the prayer that he put out for his teacher, dear God. We ask, dear Father, that you will remember her and remember all the students. Be with little Tatum, dear Father, in a mighty way. Bless and keep him, dear Father, we pray. Father, we're asking that you would just give grace and strength where it's needed. Father, and all of us, dear God. Remember Ashley and Patrick, dear God, the young lady that I've met, dear Father. I ask that you be with them, dear Father. You know all about this pregnancy, dear God. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless her, Father. Lord God, I don't know whether things can turn around within her, dear Father, but you know. You created her, dear Father, and we just pray that she'd be able to have this little girl. Lord's will in October, dear Father, we ask that you would watch over and protect them. Father, and I thank you, dear Father, that you allowed me to meet her, dear God, that I let her know that I was praying for her, and she thanked me, dear God. She didn't renege on the prayers, dear Father, because some people may have said, I don't need you to pray for me. But Lord God, she didn't say that. She just said, thank you. I appreciate you praying for me. So, Father, I just ask that you remember her in a mighty way. Give her the strength she stands in need of. She says she doesn't want to have to be on bed rest because if they can't figure out what's wrong with her or settle this, dear Father, she would have to be on bed rest until October. And she doesn't want to be on bed rest. But, Lord, we just ask that you would bless her, what's good for her and the baby, that you would bless and touch, dear God. Make a way out of no way. And, Father, if there be any, I fell into remember. I ask that you would bless them according to your will. Lead, guide, and protect us all, dear Father. And as we said, we ask that you remember our children in a mighty way, those that are out yet this day. Dear Father, we ask that you would bless, watch over and protect them. Give them the strength in which they stand in need of. Be with us even in the furtherance of this service, that someone, dear Father, be it on radio lane or in service, dear Father, would seek thee before it's everlasting too late. Father, time is winding up, and we see it happening moment by moment in our days. We ask these and all blessings in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen and amen.
Before you to lift the morning offering. We thank the Lord that he's blessed us to see a new month.
Amen.
But as we think back, April seems like a kind of a blur. It seems to have went so quickly. But thank the Lord he blessed us to be here today. And this being the first Sunday of the month of May, the special offering for today is for benevolence. And as we file by the offering plates, that offering for benevolence may be placed in the middle plate, and our tithes and other offerings on either side. Amen. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, Lord, just thanking you, Lord, for your goodness. Thanking you, Lord, for your providence for us, dear God, for, Lord, truly you provide for our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, Lord. You are our supply. And so, Lord, we give you glory and we give you praise, dear God. Truly, Father, we are praying, dear God, that you would receive, Lord, our tithes and our offerings. We pray, Lord, that you would use them to your glory and honor. And, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would receive them because, Lord, you told us, Lord, to acknowledge you in all of our ways and that you would direct our path. And so, Father, as we bring these tithes and offerings into your storehouse, we pray, dear God, that you would receive them. Lord, that you would multiply them as only you can, dear God. We've seen many times in your word, Lord, where you took what was there and you multiplied it, dear God. We think of the loaves and the fishes, dear God, but how you multiplied it, dear God, and you made it even more. You made it go farther, dear God, and we know, Lord, you can do the same thing, dear Father, when we cheerfully, Lord, bring our tithes and offerings into your storehouse. We pray, Lord, that you would give wisdom for their use, dear God. Lord, that they would be used according to your will, dear Father. Lord, that the kingdom of God, Lord, might be exalted, dear Father, and that your name, Lord, might go forth for the nations. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless each gift and each giver and use both to your glory and your honor. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Along the hills of life, ye Christian soldiers rise, and from the the night, Jehovah the glory skies. Against the falling veils below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. His banner over us is love. Our sword, the word of God. We tread the road, the saints above, with shouts of triumph trod. By faith they like a whirlwind's breath sweep o'er their every field. The faith by which they conquer death is still a shining shield. Faith is a victory. Faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find, drawn up in dread array. Let tents of ease be left behind, and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head, with truth our gird above. The earth shall tremble neath our tread, and echoed with our shout. Faith is a victory. Faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the foe, white raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame will vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. Faith is a victory. Faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. Faith is a victory. Faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.
Amen. Amen. We were supposed to do a special today, but Lord, as time has gotten on, we'll see if we can do it next time. We'll do it today. Okay.
So the sisters come forth.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Pure and holy, tried and true, and with
and we're
I've learned how to be.
Brother Brandon and Sister Chanel were going to be here, but we started singing this on the Fourth Sunday Fellowship. And Brother Brandon used to sing the word part, and not sing, but say the word part, because there's words to say after we sing. And I just looked back and I smiled, and he had his hand up in the air. Just truly thank the Lord. One of our old songs that we used to sing all the time. Thank God.
I thought maybe that was green. He was here today.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Praise
our God.
Amen.
Have you learned how to lean?
Amen.
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 Like Cora said, I found out.
Yes.
If I trust him, he will provide. And how did you find out? Because you had to go through something.
Amen.
Had to go through some things.
Amen.
Praise our God. Jesus said, in this world you shall have tribulation, but he also said what? Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Amen.
And that's how we learn how to lean. Thank God for his goodness. Thank him for beautiful song and prayer service. So glad that the Lord is in our midst this day. So we're going to stand for a word of prayer.
Amen.
Ask for continued anointing as the word goes forth. We know that we pray for Pastor Jenkins. We pray that the Lord will bless her and give her utterance from his spirit to speak the word. But we know past blessings will not suffice. She needs him right now. So we're going to look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, as humbly as we know how, dear Father, realizing, dear God, that you are the God of all comfort, realizing you are the God of all power. And so we're asking, dear God, for you to pour out your power, dear God, upon the furtherance of this service. We thank you, dear God, for what our hearts have already heard, dear God. But, Lord, we know, dear Father, it's time now for us to listen further with our heart's ear, dear God, to receive, Lord, your eternal word. Father, we ask, Lord, your anointing be on Pastor Jenkins, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to give her a touch, dear God, to loose her tongue, dear Father, that she may preach, dear God, your eternal truths to us. Lord, that she may break the bread of life, dear God, unto some soul who's sitting in darkness, dear God. Lord, that they might have the light of life, dear Father, in them. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help her, dear God, Lord, to free her soul, dear God, in preaching to us, dear Father. Lord, that we might be strengthened in thee. Lord, that we might be anchored in thee. Lord, that where our faith is weak, our faith might be increased in thee, dear God. Lord, to take your word, dear God, because even as we sang, dear Lord, faith is the victory, dear God. And so we know, Lord, that we need faith in your word to overcome this world. So we pray, dear God, that you would anoint her to preach your word and anoint us, Lord, to receive your word, dear God. Lord, that we may all be strengthened, dear God, in thee. Lord, that we might be a prepared people, dear Father, Lord, for the life that is to come. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And Lord, if there be any, Lord, that are listening, Lord, either by phone, Lord, or on the internet, dear God, however it may be, Lord, who don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Lord, we pray, dear God, that your spirit would go forth and speak to their hearts, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would draw them with cords of love, dear Father. Lord, that their soul, dear God, might come to know life in thee, Lord, by surrendering themselves to thee. This we pray in the name of Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we sit in prayer as Pastor Renee Jenkins comes before us?
Amen. Good morning. Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, we truly thank the Lord for being here. And for those who are out this afternoon, we know that quite a few have not been able to get out, some due to the weather, some sick and in body, but thank God we're here, amen? He's blessed us to be here, and some are on the phone. There's quite a few on the phone up here today, and would be here, but they're just not able. So we thank God for that, and thank God for seeing each and every one of you, and ask God's continued blessing to be with us in the services today. And my nephew reached out to me and said he would be here, and he told me that no one knew he was coming, so mum's the word, basically. And he kept his word. He told me he was coming. So I thank the Lord for that. And I just want them to know him and Sister Chanel and the beautiful baby. I've only seen pictures. I haven't really seen him up front. But we have been praying for you as a family. And that's just not something today, but we've been praying for you as a family. And we thank God for that. And ask God's continued blessings as you rear your children in these perilous times. And all of our saints who have children, we're praying for them. We thank God for good to see Mr. Dalton out, and likewise, we're praying for your daughter, too. We thank God for each and every one. In our hearing, we read Hebrews 2, 1 through 4. I trust you have your Bibles with you. We would like to go back to the third verse to get the scripture subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. We thank God for this message series. We trust in the Lord that he will continue to speak to our hearts as we read the word of God and study it together and understand what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Trust you have a writing instrument to write down some scriptures as we get going. I know we go a little fast, some say, but I'm just trusting the Lord. Amen. Amen. He will be the guide. He will be the direction. I'm learning. I've been learning how to lean and depend on him. Amen. Amen. I thank the Lord for the sisters. It's good that they sang, and thank God for them, that we all can learn to lean and depend on Jesus. Lord bless. Hebrews 2, verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, God's great plan of salvation. God's great plan of salvation. You see, God's great plan of salvation is knowing God, not just knowing of him, but knowing him in the free pardon of our sin. Well, last Lord's Day, we closed with saying that God is light. He's not a light, but our God is light, and in him is no darkness. And his offer of salvation has a limited time for one to respond. And that limited time is during the span of our lifetime. You see, none of us know when we are going to die. Therefore, it behooves each and every one of us to make our peace calling and election sure. The light of the gospel message is a message of forgiveness for sin through the atoning work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God's saving message is clearly laid out in the Bible for you and I. You see, God's rescue plan is one of redemption, and it is for those who will believe and trust in his dear Son in order for us to be reconciled to him. The Apostle Paul said it this way in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter and verse 15, the 15th chapter, verse 1. He said, moreover, brethren, he said, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preach unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand. See, this is the gospel message that is being preached to each and every one of us. It's not about us coming in and clowning and joking around and doing various things, but it's about preaching and teaching the word of God. He said, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless you have believed in vain. You see, when he preaches the word of God, when we preach the word of God is about bringing souls to Jesus Christ. It's about salvation. It's about a memory that we have within us and our steadfastness to want to know more and more about Almighty God. Paul went on to say, for I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to scriptures. You see, in this passage of scripture, Paul lets us know that Christ died for our sins, and he died according to the word of God. This is important for all of us to know when approaching the throne of God for salvation. You see, the devil has blinded the minds of people, and he has many believing in an unlimited salvation where everyone will be saved. Everyone is going to heaven. No matter how, what religion they're following, or even if they have no religion at all, no matter how they live their lives each and every day, the devil has people believing all people are going to heaven. But the Bible tells us of one way, and that is through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Jesus taught us in John 14, verse 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You can't get into the kingdom of God any other way. You got to come through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And how do you come through him? That is by being saved, being born again. That is repenting of your sins and living a life that is holy and righteous unto the Lord. Paul says these words to Timothy in 1 Timothy 2. He says there in verse 5, he said, for there is one God and one mediator, praise our God, between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. You see, there is only one that stands between you and I, then or into our Father in heaven. You can't go any other way, but you gotta go through Jesus Christ. He is the mediator. He said, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself, praise our God, a ransom for all to be testified in due time. He said, whereunto I am ordained. Oh, Paul went on to that. I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and in verity, which is truth. Oh, I thank God for his word, saints of God. I thank God even when we were speaking in the Sunday school review and as we were reviewing the lesson that God had given to us, the giving of the law. I thank God that Brother Byrene was doing the review of it, and he was saying that this law and the word of God applies to everyone. It doesn't just apply to you, but it also applies to me as the pastor. It applies to each and every one of us. And it reminded me of Paul's words when Paul had spoken to the saints there at Corinth, where he said in 1 Corinthians 9, verse 14, he said, even so has the Lord ordained they that which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. How would it be that I would get up and preach to you the word of God and not live according to it? What would you think if I got up and I lived like the devil each and every day and then came and stood before you and tried to preach the word of God? I know Sister Melissa was sharing even in the prayer. I shared with her and Sister Blake. I went the other day. I stopped at a restaurant to get something to eat. And I was standing there and I heard this little small voice say, Sister Renee. And I looked up and I looked at the individual. And I didn't recognize him at first. And then they said, aren't you Sister Renee Jenkins? And I said, yes. But I know when they said Sister Renee, I knew they knew me. It was one of our former Sunday school children now, all grown up, but still in school, getting ready to graduate, Lord willing, from Reynoldsburg High School this coming May, I think it is, this later part of this month here. But she looked at me, and when she saw me, she came and she ran around the register, the counter, and she ran out and she just hugged me. And she said, I've been thinking about the saints at Wayne Avenue. And I said, well, honey, we've been praying for you, you and your family. We've been praying for each and every one. Saints of God on Tuesdays when we come in. Oh, I thank God, I say to you, we have prayer meeting on Tuesdays at 10:30. If you're able to make it, and if you're not, oh, just call. We can put you on the phone, and you can pray right along with us. Oh, saints of God, the beautiful prayers that are going up. Oh, the saints are praying out the family members, calling out the names, and we can see God is working. We can hear that God is bringing these folks around to us. Oh, she said, I've been lately thinking about the church, and I said, well, we've been praying for you. We've been calling out your names to Almighty God, your family, asking God to bring you back to the house of the Lord. Oh, that's what it's all about, saints of God. It's not about you. It's not about me, but it's about us doing the work of Almighty God, doing the work of an evangelist, doing the work of getting souls saved for Almighty God. People don't understand about what it means to to God's great plan of salvation. They don't understand about what it means to be saved, what it means to live a righteous and holy life in this present world. But it's up to you and I to spread the good news. It's up to you and I when we're out there in the workplace to show mankind how to live. It's up to you and I when we're in the doctor's office, when we're in the marketplace, wherever we may be on our job, to show mankind how they are to live for Almighty God before they die. Praise our God. It's not only up to the pastor. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Everybody is a minister in Christ Jesus. All of our lives are an epistle. That's what the Word of God says. He tells us in the Word of God. Let us turn there for a moment, saints. Oh, I'm just like Brother Byron. You should have got a little bit more amen than that. Amen. But we all are epistles. We all are here serving for the Lord. We all are supposed to be preaching the Word of God and showing others to the kingdom of God. God wants it that way. He doesn't want it only to be that the pastor is the only one that's living right and no one else is living right. No, he wants each and every one of us while we are out there in this old world. He wants us to live so that mankind will see our good work, which will glorify our Father, which is in heaven. Praise our God. Oh, I know it's in the Corinthians. Can't find it right now at that time, but if someone can find it, he lets us know we are the epistles of God. Oh, my. Lord, help us in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, bless us. Praise our God. Let me see if I can find it real quick right here. Saints of God, it's in 2 Corinthians 3. Thank you, Lord. Oh, 2 Corinthians 3. And look at what it says here. He said in verse 1, he said, do we begin again to commend ourselves? Or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you or letters of commendation from you? He said, ye are our epistle. He said, written in our hearts, known and read of men. So wherever you might be, saints of God, mankind is reading your life. They're seeing whether you are a child of God or not. He said, for as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with thee, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. When you're out there in the marketplace, when you're out there on your job, you are the epistle of Almighty God. You're what we are studying here in the Word of God. When you go on your job, mankind is seeing it. When you tell them, when you know I go to the Church of God over there at 116 South Wayne Avenue. Oh, but it's not the Church of God at 116, because you are the Church of God.
Amen.
Praise our God. We got saved. We became the Church of God. It's no longer that, oh, those people over there or that. No, you are of the body of Christ now. We are one, joined fitly, joined together. If you say you are a brother in God, then you are a brother in the Lord, then you are in the family of Almighty God. Then God expects all of us to live a certain way. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. Turn with me to Isaiah 35. And look at what it says in this passage of Scripture. Isaiah was serving the Lord in a difficult day and time, almost like what we are in right now, where the people of Israel, they had turned their backs on the Lord, who had redeemed them. And because of them turning from God, they had been facing some terrible chastisement. See, because of their sin, you see, the nation was under attack by the wicked and brutal Assyrians. The people of God, they were terrified. They were concerned about their future. But in the midst of all of this difficult hour, Isaiah stood forth as a prophet of hope and a prophet of comfort. He writes to the people that a better day was coming. He was seeking to comfort the people by speaking these words. And look at what he says there in verse 8. He said, and an highway shall be there, in a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring man. No fool shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there.
Praise
our God. You see, this road is called a way. This word means a path, a course of life. And only those who walk this path will enter the gates of that city. It is also called the way of holiness. You see, this way of holiness is reserved for the redeemed, those who have been delivered from their sins. It is for those of us who have been made new creatures in Christ Jesus. It is an open path where Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, these words, he said, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Oh, and he said, and I'll give you rest. Oh, that's the rest we have today. And that rest is in knowing that our sins is under the blood. He said, take my yoke, which is his word. He said, upon you and learn of me. Oh, that's why we got to get into the word of God. And when we get into the word of God, we're able to learn about Jesus Christ. How many have found that to be so? He said, for I am meek. He said, and lowly in heart. You see, saints, if we want to grow in the Lord, we got to get in the word. We got to study to show ourselves approved unto God. I know that scripture many use for the ministry, but it's for all of us who say we are saved. Paul said, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman in need of not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Then he all Jesus told us in John the 5th chapter, he said, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. They are they which testify me. If you say that you're saved, then you want to get into the word of God, and you want to eat it all up. You want to know what thus saith the Lord, so you'll know how to live before you die. Praise our God. But Jesus went on, and when he said, take my yoke upon you, he said, and learn of me. He said, for I am meek. Have you found him to be that? He said, and lowly in heart. Praise our God. You shall find rest unto your soul. Have you found that rest? If you say, Sister Renee, I haven't found it, I say you haven't been eating enough, because Jesus gives us freely to eat of all this word of God. Oh, there's no restrictions on our diet, our spiritual diet. We can eat all of it, because he said, blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness. You got to hunger. You got to thirst after this way. Why? Because when you do, you're going to be filled. And I found that to be so. It went on to say here, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Oh, have you found that to be so? Praise our God. Praise him for leaving his word on record for you and I. Praise him for all that he has done for us, how he's gotten in the word of God and left his word on record for us, that we can love, we can live the way we are supposed to live before we die and leave this earth. Bless his name. Praise our God. Oh, he said in Revelation 22 these words. Verse 17, we are told, the Spirit and the bride say, come. See, these are invitations. Yeah. Oh, that's what God wants you to do. He don't want you to come to me, but he wants you to come to him, come to Jesus Christ. He said, in the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Praise our God. I found that when you take this word, he will quench all your thirst. Amen?
Bless the Lord.
Praise our God. He said in Acts 16:31, we are told, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. See, when a person meets Jesus, our Savior has a way of bringing heaven into a heart that once was blackened with stained with sin. You know, Sister Melson gave us a scripture downstairs in Proverbs 16:17. And look at what it says, these words. This is the highway. Praise our God. She didn't know we were going to be talking about a highway of holiness. But I thank God he gave her that scripture. She brought, they said, the highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, we're on a spiritual highway, saints of God. And thank God for it. We're living in a day and time right now where people claim to know Jesus, but they're playing fast and loose with sin in their life. Play around with the goodness of Almighty God. which we are told in the word of God in Romans 2, verse 4, which leadeth to repentance. You see, God expects his people who are called by his name to be separated from this world. We're told in Matthew 6, 24, these words. He said, no man can serve two masters. Praise our God.
Amen.
For either he will hate the one and love the other. He said, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. I mean, you can't serve God in the world and all the riches of this world. He tells us you can't, no man can serve two masters. So you got to make a decision. You got to make a decision. Either I'm going to serve God or I'm not going to serve him. Because if you see, if you say you're serving God, then you're going to serve God the way God has set forth in the word of God for us to serve him. If you're going to serve the devil, then you're going to serve the devil. You're going to do all the devil tells you to do. But you cannot serve both God and the devil. Amen. Praise our God. We're also told in 1 John 2, this is God's great plan of salvation. He says these words in 1 John 2, verse 15. He said, love not the world. He said, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You see, worldliness is what's keeping a lot of people from coming to God. Worldliness is what's keeping people from being able to sever that relationship with this world. People want to have a piece of the world, and then they want to have, you may say, well, Sister Renee, we live in this world. Yes, we do. But look at what he said in verse 15. He said, for all that is in the world. Sister, didn't she just pray about it? She said, nothing after 10 o'clock is good in the world. And some things up to 10 o'clock ain't good either. He said, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes. And the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. People are so worldly today, they don't see God. They can't see God in all the things that they're doing. What is our world promoting today, saints? Our world is promoting a fast life of trying to get rich quick. People are running, they're taking their bread money, the money they should, and milk money that they should be giving to the children when they're running to the lottery to play the lottery. All because they have a dream that they're going to win the lottery. They have those things set up that, they're, you know, people win every now and then, and the ones who win, they broke not too long after they get the money. But God doesn't want us chasing after all of that. He said, for the, all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and we see it. The carnality, all look at what's going on right now. We have all these people walking around, and many just have the lust of their flesh. The lust of the eyes. And we're coming into a time right now. You're going to have to ask, as Job asked the Lord, to, you know, he made a covenant with his eyes not to look upon some of the things that are going on. People, as soon as the weather got a little warm, they just start stripping off. Oh, the lust of the eyes is going to be out there. Lust of the flesh. Lusting after stuff that's not of God. But let us keep our eyes on Jesus. Amen. See, this is God's expectation for you and I as his children. He wants those of us who are professing to be saved to refrain from even the appearance of evil in our lives. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Turn to 1 Thessalonians. And look at what it says there in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 22. Oh, you may say, how do we do that? Oh, you got to stay away from things that are wrong. He said, abstain. He said, from all appearance of evil. Don't hang around it. Don't go around it. You got to do without it. You got to say, you know what? That used to be me. That used to be my old life. That used to be the old way I lived. But thanks to Calvary, I don't have to go there no more. Thanks to Calvary, I don't have to sin no more. Thanks to Calvary, I don't have to do those things no more. I live for the Lord now. You got to abstain from all these things. If you want to say you're a child of God, you got to give them up. You got to say, Lord, I'm living for you now. I don't need to hang around with the world, but say with my homies. I don't need to hang around. No, you got to hang around with the saints of God. Hang around with those who know God, those who are praying, and those who are down on their knees, lifting up and keeping this world. Because this world right now, there's a song that says it's cradled in the arms of a Savior, and it needs to be cradled right now, because God, in all of his mercy and his grace, he's looking down upon all the things that are going on, saints of God. We're seeing it in record number each and every day. That sister was sharing with us downstairs how a brother contacted who lives in Texas, and he let her know, and she said the first thing he said on the text, we're all okay. He was letting her know because there was a bad shooting there overnight in Texas. 9 souls, did not too far from where he lives, 9 souls went into eternity because someone took a gun and went into a mall and shot it up. We've heard about it even in the streets here in Columbus, Ohio, almost every single night, especially on the weekend. All you hear is breaking news. This one shot here, this one killed here, this one killed over there. Saints of God, the devil is raging right now in this land, and we've got to be about our Father's business. We've got to be down on our knees, and we've got to be praying to Almighty God. We've got to pray that God will hear our humble cry, that God will save our loved ones, God will save our neighbors, God will save our co-workers, God will save those around this church. Why are you saying that, Sister Renee? Folks need to know God. Do you believe the word of God that we're seeing it in record number? We're seeing it from the White House all the way down to the local community. The devil is busy.
Yeah.
But as God's people, are we busy about God's work, doing the work of an evangelist? Oh, I thank God we're out on the parking lot. The summertime is coming, and we may be out there this coming month out in the parking lot for food pantry, preaching the word of God, using what God has given to us so that these neighbors in this neighborhood will know that this is the church of God. Praise God. Praise our God. I'm not ashamed to be out on the parking lot. Amen. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of God. Oh, I know some would say, oh, well, you don't have very many. Oh, that's all right. It's up to God to fill these pews. But it's up to me to preach the word of God in season and out of season. Praise our God. It's up to Brother Byron when God gives him a message out there on at the food pantry to preach the word, not to look and see whether there's only a few sitting out there, only the saints of God sitting out. Preach the word of God. Someone's listening in these homes. Oh, we thank God for the speakers that Sister Carol gave us from our late Brother Carol. Oh, those speakers can turn around and they can echo off of these houses. They're hearing the word of God. Praise our God. We heard some are even looking out the windows and looking. They know what's going on. But let us preach the word of God in season and out of season. Praise our God. Praise our God.
Amen.
God requires us to live a holy life. And if not, we will not be permitted into the kingdom of Almighty God. You see, a clean life is a mark of salvation. Turn with me to 1 John 2 and look at what it says there. In verse 3, we're already there in 1 John, but look at verse 3 and look at what it says in that scripture reading. He said, hereby we do know that we know him if we keep what? His commandments. If you say to me, well, Sister Renee, I'm struggling. I'm struggling in my salvation. Are you keeping God's commandments? Is God abiding? Jesus said, if you abide in me and I abide in you, praise our God. You got to have him abiding within you. You got to know that he is walking within you. He said, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar. If you say you know God and then you're not keeping God's commandments, the Bible says you're a liar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. And the truth is not him. See, this is not Sister Renee. This is what thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
You see, when we walk around and we say, oh, I love the Lord. In God, good. God is good all the time. But then we're walking around doing devilish things. We're walking around sinning. That is not of God. You're not keeping the commandments of God. And he said, he that saith, I know him and keep him not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. He said, but whosoever keepeth his word in him. Barely is the love of God perfected. Praise our God. Oh, God can perfect what you have, and you may not say, I have as much as Sister So-and-so over here. Well, I don't have as much as Brother So-and-so. But whatever you have, you look at what God said. He will perfect what you got. Amen?
Amen.
Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. Praise our God. How did our Savior walk? Oh, he knew no sin. And neither was guile found in his mouth. Jump over to 1 John, the 3rd chapter, and look at what it says there. Praise our God. Starting there with verse 4. He said, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. He said, and you know that he was manifested to take away. See, Jesus didn't come to keep us in our sin, but he was manifested, meaning he was revealed to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
He said, whosoever abideth, meaning if you remain in him, sinneth not. I want us to get these words, thanks of God.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is speaking to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, especially to our new converts.
Mm-hmm.
God wants us to know that whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. It's not about practicing sin or about doing it. If you sin not,
amen.
Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither known him. My, he said, little children. Oh, let no man deceive you. See, there are those out there that will say, oh, you know, God said you can't help it. Oh, God knows that you just this, and God knows. But see, sin is a known transgression of the law of God. You know it is wrong. My. He said, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth what? From the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might do what? Destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
For his seed, which is his word. The seed is the word of God, remaineth in him. And he cannot sin because he is born of God. This is why David in the psalm said, thy word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. See, if you don't have God's word in his heart, in your heart, then you might be sinning out there against God. But when you get God's word in, and God's word is nestled down in your heart, you're going to want to live right. It will cause you to walk in God's way. When you have a change of heart, what are you saying, Sister Renee? Let me finish this in verse 10. It says, in this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Oh, my. Now it's getting into speaking about loving our brothers. Oh, but let us turn for a moment to Ezekiel. And look at it. I know we know this scripture well. Thanks to God. But someone needs to hear it this afternoon. And God wants us to hear it. And he wants us to hear it in a mighty way. Because when God comes, when Jesus comes in, the devil has to go out. The two of them can't reside in the same place. Amen? You can't say that I'm a child of God and still the devil is residing within you. No. Because he said in Ezekiel 36, verse 26, these words. He said, a new heart also will I give you. See, when that old heart goes out, a new one comes in. He said, and a new spirit will I put within you. See, now that you are serving God, you have a new spirit. You don't have that same old spirit that you had when you were out there in the world. What are you saying, Sister Renee? You don't have that spirit when you hated man and you didn't even know who they were. When you walked around committing all manner of sin and doing all evil and saying all manner of evil. No, you have a new spirit now. He said, I will give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. I will take away the stony heart. And praise God,
amen.
He took away that hard heart.
He took away that heart that didn't have the love of God in you. He said, I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. Whoa! God wants to give us something. Why? Why does he want to give us a heart of flesh? God wants to be able to mold us and to shape us into what God wants us to be for the kingdom of God. How many know what I'm talking about? Because many, when we were out there in the world, we did not love God. When we were out there in the world, we did not have the love of God. You may say to me, Sister Renee, I was a good person. Well, that doesn't give you salvation. Amen. Praise God. Salvation comes through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're not saved, you don't believe in him. He goes on to say, and I will put my spirit within you, oh, and cause you to walk in my statutes. When the Spirit of God is dwelling within you, it's going to cause you to walk the right way.
Amen.
You found that to be so? Amen. Amen. He said, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. See, when the Spirit of God is within you, you're going to do what the Word of God says. Praise our God. Praise our God. That's God's plan of salvation. That's what God's plan can do, and no other plan devised by man can. Only God's plan can. He can take a rank sinner such as we were. He can turn us around. Praise God. Whoa, praise our God. You may have had some black spots in your life and done some things that were outside the will of God. Oh, but now you are a child of the King. Praise God. He can take you from a rank sinner right now, and he can turn you to a saint of God. He can take you from cursing his name to praising his name and lifting him up. How do you know that to be so? He did it with Paul. Saul was breathing out threatening, and all on that road to Damascus, he met Jesus Christ. When you meet the Lord and Savior, that's what he'll do for you. He'll make a change in you. Praise our God. And no other device, plan of mankind or no other system can do it. Only God can do it. He can save the sinner man. Praise God. That's his unspeakable gift. Praise our God. What are you saying, Sister Renee? You see, God's great plan of salvation is not just about being saved from wages of sin, but from the very chains of sin that had us bound in the first place. God's plan can completely save us to total perfection in him. Turn with me to Jeremiah 17 and look at what the Word of God says. You see, we get in the Bible and we write down these scriptures and we read them. Because we can read them to know what the Word of God says. So you'll know this is not just Sister Renee speaking, but this is the Spirit of the Lord speaking through me that's given this message. Because if it was me, I wouldn't be able to deliver this message like this. But oh, but listen what he says in Jeremiah 17, verse 14. He said, heal me, O Lord. Praise our God. He said, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. He said, save me, and I shall be saved,
praise
for thou art my praise. Praise thy God.
Mm-hmm.
Praise our God.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah was letting us know that if he was healed by God and saved by God, that he would be thoroughly and actually healed and saved. How many have found that to be so? Praise our God. Oh, but is this it? No. Oh, the whole definition of what it means to be saved. No, it is not. Now that you and I are saved, we must go on to perfection of our walk with Almighty God. This is what it tells us in Hebrews 6, verse 1. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works. Oh, I know people get hung up on that word. Going on to perfection. God wants us to perfect our walk with him to be complete in Almighty God. Jesus also said in Matthew 5, verse 48, he said, be ye therefore perfect. He said, even as my Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. He wouldn't have told us to do it, saints, if we couldn't. Philippians 3, verse 12 says these words. Look at what Paul says. He says, not as though I had already attained. Paul was speaking to the believers there. Oh, saints of God, you may say, well, Sister Renee, why do we have to have it? As Paul was speaking to these believers, we got to keep it before ourselves.
even myself, saints of God, because we're living in some troubling times right now. Oh, we got to keep the word of God fresh in our minds and in our hearts so that we know that we are serving Almighty God. We don't want to get out here and think that we're standing. Remember, the Bible tells us to take heed. He that thinketh he stand, lest he fall. You got to be careful. I know I'm not quoting it all the right way, but the word of God tells us we've got to be careful in our walk with Almighty God. We can't think that we've arrived because we've been saved for a number of years. No, we still have to study. We still have to meditate. We still have to pray. We still have to fellowship one with another to gain the strength that we need. I know Brother Byron brought that scripture to us. He said, iron sharpeneth iron, and the iron will sharpen each other. How do we sharpen each other? You will help me, and I will help you. I may be lacking here, and you can help me. Just like in our Sunday school lesson, we read, I think it was last week, or maybe it was the week before, when Moses was there, and he went out there to fight in the army. Moses' arms became heavy as he was holding, but then he had Ur in them. They were Aaron, and Ur was standing right underneath him, and they were holding him up, saying, of God, that's just like you and I. We hold each other up.
Amen.
Praise our God. We can't do it alone in this world. We hold, that's why God has us fellowship one with another. That's why God has the family of God, so that we can hold each other up in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I thank Lord for my brothers and sisters in the Lord. I thank God when I come in and I hear them praying. Woo! On Tuesdays, they can pray, saints of God. And they're not just running in the door and praying. Sometimes we're not getting out of here at almost 2 o'clock. The saints are down there praying. They start around, we start a little late sometimes, but we start around the 10:30 time, and we have a scripture. We open with a prayer, and then we have a scripture. We open with a prayer, come in the prayer meeting, amen? We want God to be in the prayer meeting with us. Oh, and we pray for ourselves in that opening prayer to make sure that we're able to be able to get down. And some of us are fasting even on that day. And we come in here, and I thank God, this is no glory to us whatsoever, because God, to God be the glory for great things he has done. We come in here, saints of God, and the saints come in. And there are some saints that are on the phone, and we get down, and they get down in prayer. I've been on the phone for a while because I'm over there taking care of little Liam, but God provides a way for me to be able to get here. Oh, praise our God. They start out the prayer meeting, Sister Blake, or sometimes Sister Millicent. And they start out the prayer meeting, as I said, with prayer. And then we have a scripture. And then we go down to pray, and anyone can pray out. Oh, and the beautiful prayers that the Lord has laid on the hearts of the saints. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, to hear the saints crying out to God, pouring out their hearts on behalf of others, loved ones, loved neighbors. Oh, praise our God, pouring our hearts out for the neighbors around this church, for this congregation, for the saints of God. The saints are praying. Don't worry if they're calling out, because they are calling out your family members' names. They're lifting them up to Almighty God. It's not strange for us to go somewhere and someone to see us and say, oh, I've been thinking about Wayne Avenue. And yeah, you've been thinking about us because God has put us on your mind. Praise our God. Brother prayed for that. Brother Maurice, one time he said, oh, he can remember when he was unsaved. He said, oh, every time he turned around, he said he was coming and hearing the word of God, but he hadn't yet gotten up and given his life to the Lord. But he said all the time, every time he turned around, all God kept his mind was on Wayne Avenue. He did everything he thought about Wayne Avenue, everything. Oh, praise our God. That's how the Spirit works. The Spirit just doesn't preach on Sunday morning. Oh, this word is not good. Remember, he said his word would serve the purpose for which he sent it. It would go forth and serve the purpose for which God has sent it. What is that purpose? That souls might be saved. Souls will hear the word of God. Praise our God. They may not turn, saints, but that's all right. We're going to keep on praying. Amen? Anyhow, we're not going to stop praying for them. We're going to keep praying for them because we know God is able. Oh, he's able to bring them loved ones. We've had some loved ones that were saved, unsaved for many years. And some of us, where we were spouses, and we prayed for them and prayed. We came in here. Oh, I remember, saints of God, the Spirit is bringing it back to me. I can remember sitting out there, maybe in that third pew, crying. Oh, Lord, would you change Tony? And there's no disrespect to him because he's Brother Tony now, but I can remember, oh, Lord, would you change him, crying and crying. And the late Elder Wilbur said, stop that crying. You got to stop asking God to change them and change you. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank the Lord for Elder Wilbur. Because, you know, he was showing us something. Showing us how we have to live. Even at home, we got to live right. Amen?
Amen.
Not just only when you walk in the church door. Living right is at home, too.
Yes.
Living right is on our job, saints. Mm-hmm. Living right is in the marketplace, in the doctor's office. Amen? Living right is when you stop to get you something to eat. Amen. Oh, living right is every day. Not just Sunday morning, then Monday through Saturday, we act like the devil. No. God wants us living right every single day. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Amen. That's how God wants us to live. Oh, and then one day when God sees fit, oh, yes. He saved his soul. Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. Not only me, there's the other Sister Blake. Praise our God. Brother Blake has testified of it. Praise our God. Oh, he didn't see it, but oh, he sees it now. Oh, and I thank God for him. Thank God, him and Brother Levester. Praise our God. They're getting ready, saints, to have a week-long Bible study. Thank God for that. All these brothers are digging deep into the Word of God so that we, the saints of God, will be fed God's Word. Praise our God. But look at, let's look at Philippians 3. Praise God. Amen. I know I'm beginning to sweat up here. The brother said he turned the heat off, but it was a little hot. But thank the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'm at that age, saint. He said in verse 12 here of Philippians 3, he said, not as though I had already attained. He said, either were already perfect. Paul was speaking to the Philippian brothers. Oh, and he went on to say here, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of my, of Christ Jesus. Then he went on to say, brethren, he said, I count not myself to have apprehended. He said, but this one thing I do. Oh, look at what Paul said. He said, forgetting those things which are behind. See, that's what we got to do. We got to forget about those things that we used to love when we were out there in the world. Those sins that held on to us out there in bonds, had us out there in chains, and we thought that we were doing something. Paul said, I forget, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Oh, he said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. Praise our God. In Christ Jesus. I thank God for the saints of God. Many of them are pressed that came in. Brother said he wasn't feeling well, but he came anyhow. Oh, Sister Holmes, when I call her, she makes sure, she checks with me during the week to make sure I'm going to call her on Sunday. Oh, praise our God. They're pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your brothers and sisters. Amen. He went on to say, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if any in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Oh, and then in James 1, look at what it says there in verse 4. He said, but let patience have her perfect work, my, that ye may be perfect, an entire wanting nothing. This is how we work out our own salvation with fear and trembling.
Amen.
Not because we are so strong and capable in ourselves, no. Because of the great hope. We look forward to our goal. Oh, and to the end of our faith. We are obedient to God in everything, saints, that we do. Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise our God. Paul said it this way in Philippians, the second chapter. He said, who works in us both to will and do his good pleasure, who gives us the power to do. then we can be, as Paul said also in Philippians 1, verse 6. He said, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Do you believe that? You see, if we say that we are saved, praise our God, and then we're still doing the works of the flesh, that means we are willfully sinning against Almighty God. And the Bible tells us in Hebrews 10, verse 26, these words. He said, for if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge, meaning you've been told that sin is wrong, or this way is wrong, or that is wrong, and you sin willfully. Willfully is something you do. It's an act that you just, I'm going to override what the Spirit has said, and you go ahead and do it. He said, there remaineth no more sacrifice for you. Oh, no more sacrifice for your sin. Oh, thanks to God, sin is a serious thing. It's a serious thing. It will keep you out of the kingdom of God. It will close off God to you. And you think about it, saint. If we have sin, if I have sin in my life and I'm living in sin, I am holding the body of Christ hostage. What are you saying, Sister Renee? The body of Christ is praying. The body of Christ is down on their knees, lifting up to Almighty God. And the body of Christ is calling on God, their prayer requests that are on the throne of grace. We have prayer requests for healing. Sister asked us to pray for complete healing of her body. We have little infinity that needs us to pray. She's going in after surgery, have her tonsils removed. Sister India wants us to pray earnestly for her, praying for Sister India, praying for others, our new converts that God has blessed us with. We're praying for all of this. And if we're out there sinning, God can't hear our prayers.
Amen.
It holds the whole body of Christ in hostage. You may say, well, how is that? Read Joshua 7. Read about Achan. Achan sinned, and others had to reap the wages of death because of Achan's sin. We are a family of God, fitly joined together. So if one aches or one has a pain, we all have it.
Yeah.
And if one's out there sinning, it's going to cause us to lose out on Almighty God.
Amen.
If you're walking in obedience to the Spirit, you're overcoming the lust of the flesh, then you can gain the fruit of the Spirit. Or you can have things like joy, love, peace, long-suffering. Turn with me to Galatians, the 5th chapter. Praise our God. We thank God for his word being on record. And look at what he says here in Galatians 5, verse 16. We're going to start there. He said, this I say then, walk in the Spirit. Because you may say to me, well, Sister Renee, I can't live with that world. The Bible says, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that ye would. Oh, my, my. He said, but if you be led of the Spirit, if you are not under the law, now the works of the flesh. Now look at what the works of the flesh are. Adultery. Oh, our world is full of it right now. Fornication. The world is full of it right now. Uncleanness. Lasciviousness. People are so lustful right now. Idolatry. All idol worshiping. Witchcraft. That's why we got to be very, very careful, saints of God, with our children and allowing our children reading just any old thing. Harry Potter and all of these witchcraft books and all this kind of stuff. Those things have subliminal messages in them. Those things are turning our children to witchcraft and all kinds of sorcery and various things. Oh, he said hatred, variance, emulation, wanting to be like what someone else. No, be what God has for us to be. Wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. Oh, we're living in a time there's so many heresies going on right now. He said envyings, murders. Oh, my. This is the word of God. This word was written over 2,000 years or so ago. He said drunkenness. Reveling. And then, you know, people say, well, you know, my sin is not listed in there, but he said, in such like.
Amen.
You know, you hear that all the time. Well, it didn't say in there, Sister Renee, I shouldn't do. No, he said in such like. When you go and start breaking down these words, maybe one day when Lord, the Spirit of the Lord will allow us to break every last one of these down. All these words, when you break them down, you have definition on top of definition of what these words mean. He says, so therefore, adultery has more things. Adultery also means fornication. It also means, it's talking about lasciviousness. Those all fall within that same sexual, activity. And so, saints of God, he said, in such like, of which I tell you before, as I've also told you in time past, they which do such things, listen to what he says, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Don't let anybody fool you. You do these things, you're not going to get into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
He said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, praise God, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness. These two we can break down. Oh, there's a lot behind love. Praise our God. Lot behind us loving one another, loving our brothers and sisters in the Lord, having joy in the Lord, having peace, having long suffering with someone, gentleness. We got to be gentle, saints of God, even in our walk with the Lord. Praise our God. Oh, thank the Lord. It's left on record for you and I. Praise our God. You see, to walk in the Spirit is to walk in a new life in Christ Jesus. It is to walk away from that old life of bondage to any thing that's going on in the world, to all the things that the world is trying to get you and I all mixed up in, religious activities and various things. That's not of God. We are to walk away from sin. Sin is disobedience to the will of Almighty God. Walk away from sin by having a sin nature cleansed by pure, righteous life of Jesus Christ. You see, when you receive Jesus, he removes your sin. And you get his right. You walk away from anything that's supposed to be the way of God. You walk away from it if it's not of God. What are you saying? Ephesians 4, verse 4 says these words. There is one body, one spirit. Even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who's above all and through all and in you all. We're going to walk away from any ideal that we can please God or satisfy God's righteous requirement and still live in sin. Not so.
Amen.
Oh, God requires us to live a righteous life. He's provided it through his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We've got to walk away from anything that's bad, saints of God. Oh, walk away from people that do not have your best interests at heart. You know, many of us are parents, and we tell our children that. You turn away from those that don't have your best interest at heart. Don't keep following them. I was listening the other day, I believe it was, and if I'm wrong, Lord forgive me, but I was hearing one of the school districts right here, and within the same week, I think it was, they had two children who committed suicide from bullying. Our children are bullies. People are raising their children to be bullies. You may say, well, Sister Renee, are they really raised? Yeah, because if you don't stop it, you know your child's bullying. That's why you give the rod of correction, amen? The rod of correction will stop a lot of that. Allowing our children to go to school and bully other children and children taking their lives and going into eternity without Jesus Christ. Oh, my, what a life, what a world we live in today, saints. Bring children, train them up in the way they should go. Oh, we miss the children that are normally here. They're not here today, but, oh, we pray that God will get a hold of them, that they will be back and get themselves in step, get back and come and, you know, regularly, faithfully to church to hear the word of God. That's how we learned it. Praise our God. That's how we learned to live for Almighty God. Got to seek out God. Seek out his word. Jeremiah 29, verse 13 says, he said, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. You hear people say, well, I can't find God. Oh, you got to seek him out.
Yeah.
Come where God is. Don't go where God isn't. I mean, God's everywhere. Don't misunderstand me. But come where God is reigning with his people. People want to go over here. I'm going over here to this game, or I'm going to this bar. God is not sitting there seeking you out in there.
Amen.
He says, seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. You got to walk towards the light of the love of Jesus. Jesus says that he is the light of the world. You see, to walk in the Spirit is to be following Jesus. For the Spirit speaks of who Jesus Christ is. He didn't come with a separate agenda. He came with the same agenda that God sent. Praise our God. The Spirit magnifies the name of Jesus. And the light of Christ is his grace and love toward you and I. Also, we got to walk in prayer, total dependence upon the Lord. Got to seek Christ and his life in daily prayer. Have you prayed lately? Do you get up with a prayer on your mouth? Are you thanking God for allowing you to rise in the morning? Pray over your family. Pray over your household. Before everybody starts getting scattered and running and going, you can lift up a prayer over them. Praise our God. And allow God. I thank God because when I'm taking little Tatum to school, he gets in the truck and I sit there and he says, I close my eyes and I start praying. I let him know I'm praying for him. And then he'll tell me to pray for something. But I let him go sit right back there. He listens and he closes his eyes and he listens to the prayer. Then he'll ask me, well, Nana, why are you praying for me? I said, we pray for everybody. But this is just not the first prayer that started out for you. There's other prayers that have gone up for you. Praise God. Oh, start your day with prayer. Psalms 55 verse 17 says, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud and he shall hear my voice. God wants his people to be successful in their walk with him. Praise our God. He's provided all that we need in the Bible. This is what it says in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verse 17. He said that the man of God may be perfect. And that perfect is complete in God. Thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. Meaning completely, totally furnished unto all good works in Christ Jesus. Turn with me to Hebrews 7. I like what our commentator had said in the Sunday school book this morning. I believe it was, I don't know if it was in the adult version, but I know it was in the children's version. It says, Jesus saves from sin, and the Holy Spirit moves in our heart to help us, to keep us from sinning.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise our God. Oh, we're coming to a close, saints. Turn with me to Hebrews 7. Look at what it says in verse 25. Thank God for his word.
Amen.
He said, wherefore he is able to also to save them to the uttermost. Meaning he's able to completely and perfectly save us that come unto God by him. You see, to be saved to the uttermost speaks of a much deeper salvation. It means you can be saved from being bound to committing sin over and over again. And needing forgiveness again and again and again. Every time you turn around, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. You can be set free from the root of sin. And that is your flesh. That's what we need to be set free from. This happens when we're in obedience to the Spirit's leading. Oh, you can deny the lust in your flesh. You can make a conscious decision not to give in to your flesh. And by the Spirit working in you, you can overcome your flesh before it develops into sin. Praise our God.
Amen.
Paul in Romans 8, verse 13 says these words. He said, for you, if you live by the flesh, after the flesh, he said, ye shall die. Praise our God. But if you through the Spirit, praise our God. Listen to what Paul is saying here. He said, but if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Oh, we got to be willing, saints of God. Saints of God, isn't that amazing what God can do for us? Oh, Jesus always, since Jesus lives and he makes intercession for you and I, it's a guarantee through the help and power that we receive from the Holy Spirit of God, our helper, that we can live free from sin in this present world. You might be saying, well, Sister Renee, I don't believe that. Well, turn with me to Titus. And look at what he says there. In Titus, the 2nd chapter. Oh, I know there's so much more, saints of God. There is so much more in the word of God that God has us in this message. We can't give it all today. Time is getting away, but let us read this scripture here in Titus. We can bring back the rest of what God has given. Starting there with verse 7. Look at what he says here in this scripture. He said, in all things, showing thyself a pattern. And you know what a pattern is. It's something you pattern yourself after.
Mm-hmm.
Using the same word. It's something you, he said, in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works. He said, in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, means being sincere. Are you sincere in your walk with Almighty God? Sincerity. Then he went on to say, sound speech that cannot be condemned. Oh, that's God's plan of salvation. He saved us from that old life. You may have had a filthy mouth. You may have cursed. You may have sworn. You may have done all these things out there. But you can have sound speech now that you're in God that cannot be condemned. That he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. See, the world now that you're saved, ought not to have any evil thing to say of you. They may say, well, when you were out there, or in the past, back in the day, but now they should not be saying that about you.
Amen.
He said, exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters and to please them well in all things. Not answering again, not purloining. Oh, my. All taken away from the things of God. Living so that you're taken away and you're not making the way of God attractive to others.
Amen.
He said, but showing all goodness, fidelity, meaning faithfulness, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. See, when we adorn the doctrine of God, it's in all things. Wherever we might be, we are adorning the doctrine of God. He said, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that what? Denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live what? Soberly. Well, this is not meaning from drinking. No, this is meaning our sober life means a serious life in God. Righteously and godly in this present world. That's why when the word of God says, be ye holy for I am holy. See, our holiness is right. It's God's righteousness. God is the one that sets the standard for righteousness. Praise our God. He said, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people. That don't mean we're funny. Oh, man, we just set apart for God's exclusive use, amen? Zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Praise our God. Oh, praise our God. Saints of God, we've got to be faithful. We've got to be faithful to the things of God. Because God's great plan of salvation isn't going anywhere. Oh, it is still the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. God is not tweaking it. God is not adding to it. But it's been left on record. We're going to have to come to it the way God has said for us to come. If we want to make it into the kingdom of God. And I say to the lost souls, and I say to our new converts, you don't have to struggle in your salvation.
Amen.
Completely give it over to God. Sister sang the song, learn how to lean and depend on Jesus. He's your guide. I found that to be so. The Spirit of the Lord will guide us. He said he will guide us. Our helper will guide us into all truth. He's not going to guide you into anything that is wrong.
Amen.
That's what the Spirit of the Lord does. And we thank God that Christ Jesus said it was expedient for him to go. Because he said if he go not away, the Comforter would not come. Thank him that he gave us a Comforter. And the Comforter is there for us. Oh, just lean on God. When the enemy comes in and tries to make you think of something that you would say, try to make you sin or go back on something, just rebuke that enemy in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, rebuke the enemy. Submit yourself to Almighty God and say, Lord Jesus, rebuke him. Oh, he's able. Amen. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, that sounds so. No, I'm telling you as a saint of God, we've done it. I've done it. Amen. Amen. You see, when you began to not think of things of God as being silly or what is being said in the word of God. See, the saints of God have been there. Many of the saints of God can tell you what they've been through. that can give you a testimony and say, this is what God has done for me. Oh, we've heard of Brother Byron. I hope you don't mind me saying it. We've heard of him. Oh, when he was down in his affliction. Oh, he knew the saints were praying for him, but the enemy was pressing sore against him. The enemy was trying to wage a war on his mind. The enemy was trying to wage a war even with the doctors. You know, brother, Mr. Johnson, you might not make it to the end of the week. Oh, but brother learned how to lead. And he depended on Jesus. That's what he told us in his testimony. Oh, the same thing with Sister Smith when she went into the hospital. Oh, the doctor came in and Sister Smith was just laying there. You know how they say in the world, cool as a cucumber. Oh, she was just laying there because she had laid it all in the hands of Jesus. Oh, and she was standing there. And I remember with her daughter standing there, I began to pray. Her daughter was sitting there crying, and naturally so. Don't misunderstand what the Spirit is saying, because that was her mother, her only mother. And I knew what she was going through. Oh, but Sister Smith had settled it. She was living for the Lord. She said, live or die, I am the Lord. And Sister Smith went right on through at that survey, and the Lord brought her through. Same thing, we've heard the testimony of Sister June. God brought Sister June right on through, as she's testified of all of God's goodness. You may say, Sister Renee, there are others. Oh, yes, there are. I said we've shared Sister Blake's situation with her eyes. Sister put her trust in the Lord. She said, I can't see all right now real well, but I'm seeing them. But if it's up to the Lord to take away my eyesight, oh, she was giving praise to Almighty God. And look at her today. She's able to see. Oh, brother reminded us on Wednesday, or Tuesday, he reminded us she came with her eyes were bloodshot red. She came and sat downstairs, even in front of the children, and she taught the word of God. And then she came back that Tuesday, and we saw the work of the Lord. Her eyes were clear. Don't tell me I don't have a God in heaven. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask of him. Have you reached out to him lately? Have you sought on the word of God lately? Have you said, Lord, I'm giving this door to you because I know you're able to bring me through. Trust him and be true and see what he will do. He'll never disappoint your soul. When you've done your best, let Jesus do the rest, but keep your eyes on the goal. God bless you in my prayer. Praise our God.
Praise
our God. God is able. Praise God. Praise our God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Praise God.
He's able. Praise our God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, praise him. Praise God.
Praise
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. The plan of salvation.
Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yes, he is. My God.
Praise God. Praise him.
And depend on Jesus.
Praise God.
I found out,
yes,
if I trust, he will
provide. Praise God.
Our God.
Praise our God. Praise
Thank
God.
You, Lord.
Thank you,
Praise
Lord.
God.
Amen. That's
Praise
God's
God.
Great plan of salvation.
Amen.
That's God's plan of
Amen.
Salvation.
Amen.
Praise God.
Trusting.
Amen. Amen. Trust him and be true. Amen. It said, trust him and be true. That's our part.
Amen.
We have to be true.
Amen.
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 Our dear pastor said, you can be set free from the root of sin.
Amen.
God's great plan of salvation. God would not partially save. He's
That's
able
right.
to save to the uttermost. She gave us that scripture.
Amen.
And I was thinking, as she brought that to my saving from the root of sin, I'm thinking when we go out and we're weeding our garden.
Yeah.
You're weeding and you're pulling weeds. You might snatch it so that you can't see anything from the top.
Mm-hmm.
But unless you get that root
Come
out,
on,
it's coming back.
Amen.
You know it's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming. Same way, unless that sin is rooted out of our lives,
amen,
it's going to manifest itself in
amen
some way.
Amen.
Amen. And there's some of those weeds that have a tap root. Where they go, they're not shallow rooted, but they go down and it's shaped like a very narrow V. And you can yank and you pull everything and you get most of it, but just a little tip of it there.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming back.
That's right.
But the Lord is able to free us from the root of sin.
Amen.
Praise our God. You see, one of the scriptures that she gave us was in that 1 John 3, verse 7. Little children, let no man deceive you. There's a lot of deception going on
yes
in the world
yes
today.
Yes.
And people are going for it and deceiving many. But it says, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. That's what God's great plan of salvation brings to us. We can be righteous. He wants us to be righteous. It's his will for us to be righteous. Because if we're not, we're not saved.
Amen.
So little children, let no man deceive you.
Yes.
He wants us to walk in the Spirit.
Amen.
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 And as pastor said, we have to be sincere
yes, right
in our walk.
Amen.
And not lip service. We know the children of Israel, we were talking about the children of Israel this morning. And the law was first given to them. God gave them the law, and they said, all that the Lord has said, we will do. But that was with the mouth.
Yes,
but not with the heart. Amen.
My.
God, we have to serve God with our whole heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's what God's great plan of salvation brings to
amen
us. Amen. Because as a flesh will hinder us
yes
in being able to walk in the Spirit if we give place to the flesh.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And the pastor talked about it. When the news comes on, they say, oh, breaking news. And it generally, it's something that they think that everyone should know. It's something that's of great urgency. Well, God's great plan of salvation
amen
is breaking news, and it has been breaking since the Lord Jesus Christ shed his blood
amen
that we might be saved.
Amen.
And it's still breaking. Amen. And we know that if we will allow our old stony heart and that old stiff spirit to be broken on the rock of Christ Jesus,
amen,
then we can be saved.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God. Shall we stand? Thank God for his word. Great plan. It's a great rescue plan. It's a plan of redemption.
Yes, it is.
And it's the only plan. It's the only plan that there is.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other way.
No.
Mm-hmm. We know that Christ, through Christ's name, it's the only name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. We thank God for his word this day.
Thank you.
God's great plan of salvation. Amen. What shall we sing?
Just As I Am, 358.
Number 358, In the Evening Light.
Amen.
Evening Light, number 358. And as we sing, consider God's great plan
amen
of salvation. God's requirements that we live to all that we know
mm-hmm
in his word. Amen. And we have to walk in the light as he shines it on our pathway. That doesn't mean that we run from the word because we don't want to walk the way his word says to walk. Some people say that they can avoid it, but we're responsible.
Amen.
We know where the truth is, we're responsible to walk in it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise our God.
Amen.
Just as I am without one plea, just as thy blood was shed for me, and then thou bidst me come oh
Just as I am and waiting on to rid my soul of one dark thought to thee whose blood can cleanse each thought.
We have to come as we are, but that doesn't mean that we stay as we are.
Amen.
Because if we're going to come to God, we're going to be changed. If we're in sin, there's going to be a change. We needn't think that we can come to God and remain the way we are. And just God's just going to sweep all of our troubles away, but then we can remain the same creature that we were. Because I've heard people say, well, you know, God says come as you are, but he doesn't say stay as you are, stay as you were.
Right.
That second verse, just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot. Brother Maurice and I were talking yesterday, and we were talking about salvation and the goodness of the Lord, and he was just reflecting on how the saints down through the years prayed for him. When he was coming, he would hear the word, but then he would leave, and even though he knew the Lord was talking to his heart, and he says he remembers he was talking to one of the saints and told them, I think I might almost be ready. I may have been talking to Brother Rob. I'm almost ready. Brother Byron was standing nearby, was passing nearby, and overheard him saying, I might almost be ready. And Brother Byron said, What are you waiting for? So what are you waiting for? And then that's all he said. And just went on. See, sometimes it doesn't take a whole long, drawn out something. But just as the Lord puts something on your heart, it may just be one thing that you say that deals with, that causes that heart to think as they go. Because the Lord was already speaking to him. And Brother Maurice, we were just talking about the Lord and the goodness of the Lord. And there's things that we can say that will encourage a soul. And we may not even remember that we even said it, but they remember it always because it meant so much. So that second verse, just as I am and waiting not, don't wait. If the Lord is speaking to your heart, don't wait. If you're saved, but there's something that the Lord is dealing with you about, and the Lord says, you really need to shore that up. You need to get stronger in that area. There's something that you need to get that taken care of. Don't wait. Don't wait. We have, as children of God, we have that privilege to get things fixed up, cleaned up, strengthened, shored up, cleaned out. It says to rid my soul of one dark blot, because we know that in no spots, no blemishes, no wrinkles. We talk about the church of God being a glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Mm-hmm. Because the blood of Christ, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come.
Amen.
Amen. So we understand that this hymn, it's for those who have not repented, but it's also for those who just want to get closer to God. Lord, you see where I am, but Lord, I want to even get closer. From where I am, Lord, I want to get closer to your heart. Amen. Shall we? We'll sing on.
Just as I am, poor wretched blind, blind riches healed, bring of the blind, yea, all I need in thee to find.
Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome heart, and cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I
That verse we just sang. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise, I believe. It takes faith.
Yes.
Amen. It takes faith in God.
Amen.
Not doubting.
Amen.
And not wavering.
Amen.
But whole trusting in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God. Is there anyone who has a need?
Amen.
Anyone who, amen, amen. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Sister Kiba. Amen. Amen. Lord, remember me. I want to hang on. I want to be true.
Amen.
I want to believe all his promises. Take him at his word.
Praise
because
God.
He made great and precious promises
Praise
to
God.
Us.
Amen.
Amen. That
Praise
I might be a partaker
God.
Of the divine nature.
Amen.
That's what I want
Amen.
In my heart and in my life.
Amen.
Praise our God. Amen. Amen. We sing that last verse.
Just as I am thy love, I own as broken and rebuilt. Now to be thine and thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come.
Praise his name.
I come.
Amen.
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 Praise our God. Pastor gave us that. Scripture in Matthew 11:28, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden and I will give you rest. Amen. It's his will that we find that rest that's going to keep us. We have to have that rest now in order to be able to rest hereafter. Praise our God. Thank the Lord. Thank God for his word. Thank God for his messenger. And thank God for the anointing of the Holy Spirit today. Amen. Amen. We saw the upraised hands. Is there anyone else with a need? Amen. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for this great salvation. Lord, we were lost and undone, dear God. But Lord, you loved so much. Lord, that you gave your only begotten Son, dear God, that we might have a hope beyond this world. And we thank you, Lord, for this great plan of salvation. And we thank you, dear God, because, Lord, after you saved us, Lord, you didn't leave us alone because, Lord, you knew what we would need to sustain us. And so we thank you, Lord, for your word and your spirit this day.
Praise God.
And we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, even as David said, to hide your word in our hearts that we might not sin against you. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would strengthen us by your spirit, Lord, that we might walk worthy, Lord, of this great vocation wherewith you have called us. Help us, Lord, because, Lord, we do not want to neglect so great a salvation.
Amen.
Lord, we don't want to become slack. We don't want anything to slip, dear Father. But, Lord, we want to be strengthened. Lord, we want to add strength to strength. Lord, we want to add faith to faith. Lord, we want truly, dear God, Lord, to, Lord, be your people, dear God, strong in faith, Lord, strong enough that we can help someone else, dear God. And so, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, to measure to your word that was preached to us this day. We pray, dear God, that you would remember each upraised hand, dear Father. For, Lord, you know, dear God, Lord, what we seek, Lord. Father, we want to, we're seeking you, Lord, with our whole heart, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would show us, dear God, what we need to do, dear Father. Lord, to come up to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ Jesus, our Savior. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, bless our pastor. We thank you, Lord, for touching her, Lord, letting her preach, Lord, the word, letting her preach, dear God, from her heart, Lord, from your spirit, dear Father. And we pray, Lord, your anointing would remain upon her, dear God. Use her, Lord, according to your will, dear Father. Lord, you see the needs of this congregation, dear Father. Lord, you know, Lord, what we need to hear, dear God. Lord, we say amen, dear God, to your word and to your spirit, dear Father. And, Lord, whatever more we need to hear, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would pour out your word, dear Father, upon us, dear God. And help us, Lord, to take it all in, dear Father. Help us, Lord, to take and drink of your word fully, dear Father. For we know, Lord, that it will be living water to us, dear God. And, Lord, and out of our bellies, Lord, can flow rivers of living water, Lord, that others may know, Lord, that there is a God in heaven whom we serve. There is a God in heaven who is able to quench the thirst, Lord, of all those, dear God, who are hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Just continue to have your way, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to the hearts, Lord, of those who heard your word, dear God, and who are as yet unsaved. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God. Lord, even, dear Father, as we dismiss from this service, Lord, even though our pastor has stopped speaking, Lord, with her audibly, with her voice, Lord, we know, Lord, that your spirit will continue to speak. And so we pray, Lord, that your spirit will continue to preach to souls and minds and hearts, Lord, of those who heard the word this morning, Lord, whether it be on the internet or on the phone, however it may be, dear God. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, cause them, dear Father, to think on their soul, dear God. Help them to know, Lord, that they cannot remain in sin, Lord, and then have a hope, dear God, eternal in the heavens. Help them to know, dear God, that their sins and iniquities, Lord, have separated them from you, Lord. But Jesus is the bridge, dear Father, for truly he's a mediator, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would help them, dear God, Lord, to stretch out in faith, dear God, and believe, Lord, that you're able to save them from sin and to cleanse them from all unrighteousness. Lord, this is our prayer this day. Have your way in us, dear God. Help us, Lord, to be examples of believers, Lord, as we go. And help us, Lord, to be lights in this dark world. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you, Lord, for what you have done for us this day. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. May be seated. Amen. Is there anyone who would like to express himself about the word? Yes.
I thank the Lord for being a servant today. I thank you for beautiful prayers and message. I got my portion. I got a lot out of the message. I thank the Lord. I also thank the Lord for healing service. Because my left foot is clearing up. Just when I had a major operation, I thank the Lord. He's given me a lot of grace from God. I thank him that he touched my foot. I was out on the Tuesday in prayer meeting. I wasn't going to stop me. I was right there, but I was coming around. So healing is not at home. My healing came in the month of April. Here is the Lord. I thank the Lord that I pushed my way out. Because he gave me a blessing. He gave me a life blessing. Allow me to get rest on it, so he gets minister to this and take his rest. It's a little thing. As I talk to him, I'm going to talk to him on it. So I'm going to talk to him on it. So I'm going to talk to him on it. And he's left me. He told me this is just the most important prayer. And put it up, get rest, put that foot up, like this.
Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Lord bless you, Sister Lawrence. Let you know, saints are not slothful, are they? Saints are not, when we sing that song, I cannot be idle. For Jesus says, go and work in my harvest today. But not only, I say it's not slothful in serving the Lord, but not slothful just in general things. If one foot is not so good, we're dragged, they use the good foot and drag the bad foot in order to do whatever's done, whatever needs to be done. And I thank God for that. And so many times I talk to Sister Carol, and she'll be, she may not be able, she's peeking out the window and saying, I don't like the way those sticks look in my yard, or I think I might go and see if I can go out and pick up the sticks. And we can be an example. Our neighbors, people who see us go in and out, and they know that saints are saints, and they're not going to try to get over on anybody. They'll do a good day's work, a good day's pay. Amen. And even after we retire, we do our payment. We know that the Lord has a even better payment. Amen. Waiting for us. A good old mansion. Amen. Eternal in the heavens. Amen. Brother Byron.
Thank the Lord to be here. Thank the Lord for the message. Amen. And thank God. Thank God for the song. I recognize that last verse where it said, "Thine and thine alone."
Mm-hmm.
Where I realize that can't serve humanity.
Amen.
Serve the Lord. Serve the Lord alone.
Amen.
Amen. So I do thank the Lord for the message and you speaking about the prayers of the saints on Tuesday. Because I talked to Madeline on Friday, and she said that there was a gunman down there that shot 7 nurses at one of the clinics downtown here in Humber where she works. And I think one of them got killed and the other 6 may have just gotten wounded. It might have been 2 that got killed, but I do know 1. And then he fled. And then she heard in the news when she got off that he was in Galena or something where she lived. So she decided not to go home. And she stayed with a girlfriend because her friend Kendall was out of town. He's been in Switzerland. He just got back, I think, this weekend. But she said when later on they found him, he was 2 minutes from where she lived.
Oh, my.
So I told her when she was telling me, I said, thank the Lord for prayers. I said, we've been praying. I pray for you. The saints have been praying for you. I said, so God answered prayers. So, just like God to take care of you and know that you're one of ours. She said, well, I thank you all for praying for me. So keep her in your prayers. It is important.
Amen.
We are in prayer.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you,
brother.
Amen.
Amen. My, that is close. Keep on praying. Mm-hmm. The people say, I'm praying. I don't see anything happening. Oh, things are happening. God is moving. God is protecting. Amen. Praise our God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank the
Lord.
Amen.
Because I needed that a long time ago. And when I come to the Church of God, I found out that I was walking in the stinking hell way.
Amen.
And I want to continue to walk in
there. Amen.
Because the Lord has helped me.
Amen.
Bring up my children and bring me up as his child.
Amen.
As one of his children.
Yes.
I praise the Lord for that. And her message that she brought was beautiful.
Thank the Lord. Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Bless you, Sister Holmes. Bless God. Announcements for Sunday, May 7th. By the way, Saints, next Sunday's Mother's Day. Next Sunday, according to the calendar, is Mother's Day. It's the second Sunday in May. It's always Mother's Day. So, yes. So bless the Lord. The meditation was Psalm 112:1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Amen. Always pray one for another during the week. And the week does include Saturday and Sunday, too. So it's not just Monday through Friday. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Trustee and Finance Committee will meet after morning service today. November Turkey Giveaway Canister is always open to receive funds. Second Wednesday of the month, bring a scripture or testimony to share. Lord willing, the spring 2023 Bible study is scheduled for May 22nd through the 26th, 2023. Our Bible study will be held at the church, 6 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. nightly. The theme is Drawing Closer to God. Please bring your yellow folders and pray for Brother Levester Jackson and Brother Maurice Blake, our facilitators. Wednesday Bible study, 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 p.m. and turn back on at 6:30 p.m. before service. And please mute your phones. Please pray for Brother Byrene and all ringing scriptures. Happy birthday blessings this week to Sister India Carr. On May the 9th. Amen, amen. She's throwing numbers around up here.
28.
So Sister India Carr, do you want to have a testimony about that? The Lord should bless you.
Sure, you know, I just want to just thank God. I mean, I thank him every day. Lord willing, he has been so good to me. I thank God for saying my 38th birthday. He's just been leaning towards us and leaning towards all of us and being really good to us because we have been laboring. So I'm just really thankful from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, Lord. I can tell that I'm getting 38, though. I'm saying silly words like this is really silly. I always say this. So I was talking to Infinity. I said, Infinity, we got to get a thermometer on the wall. My daughter is so smart. She said, Mom, that's not a thermometer. A thermometer is in the kitchen. I said, well, when you get old, that's what So I just thank God for all these years, all the trials, all the tribulations. I just thank God so much for him drawing closer to me. And, you know, just me being in Jesus University. And I thank God for my tuition. I thank God for everything, my life. Thank God for everything. I really do. And I love you all. And Lord bless. I'll be here at the church. I will love. I want to spend my birthday at the church. Mm-hmm. So, want to come up to the church Tuesday, you know, bring some salad and some fire, so I can go, feel free to come. But, yeah, I was so happy that I said, when is that day? It's Tuesday, and I know I'm growing because I said, good, that's Bible study day. You know? Just like a good old thing.
Oh, bless the Lord. Amen. Lord bless you, sister. Amen. Thank the Lord for you. Amen. Our thought for today, you can't reach what's in front of you until you let go of what's behind you. Amen. 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 Thank God for service this day. And glad to be here. Glad to see Brother Brandon, Sister Chanel, and their precious family. Oh, my, 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 my. We know you have something to say. One or the other of you.
Or both.
That's right.
Oh, you didn't have to stand.
Yeah, right. You didn't have to stand up. Yeah.
Thank the Lord.
Have been called out up on Tuesdays as well. Yes, yes, your family. Amen. Amen. Yes. Thank God. No, I don't know. You mean if the Lord does bring it to our minds and we pray out about that as well. Amen. You know, we depend upon the Spirit of the Lord even to guide us in our prayers. You know, we don't, you know, for people who, you know, some people just have a wish list. Like they think they're going to Santa Claus, and I want this, and I want that, and I want this, and I want that. But you know, we let the Spirit of God direct us, even in our prayers. And the Spirit of God gives us utterance to know what to pray for and how to pray. Amen. There are times when the Lord tells us, well, don't pray anymore about that. Even as he did, and he told Samuel, don't pray anymore for Saul, King Saul. Amen. Amen. Our minds are clear. Amen. Shall we stand? Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Kiba, would you dismiss us in prayer, please? Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Beautiful. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. Yes.